want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You're goddamn right.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing?
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hi there. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Shannon.
I'm not even going to waste your... You know, hello, Tampa.
Oh, that's right. Hi. Welcome back, Tampa. It's great to be back on in Tampa, Florida.
On WBZZ, which used to be WQYK.
Wonderful.
What are we supposed to do for them, Rob?
You want to do liners for WBZZ.
I don't believe that Mons Venus is still in operation, are they? I'd like to find... That would be my first question for
it
on Tampa.
Sure it is. And here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hello, I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
Listen to our show
on WBZZ.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh, you know, I'm going to get caught up in the moment, and I'm going to curse in a moment, because this is like if we're actually cutting liners when it's
We should let the people of Tampa know we don't come close to cursing anymore.
Not anymore. Goddamn right. 3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Yalen Limewand.
And my name is Michael Hughes.
Please listen to the Don and Mike Show on this frequency every day.
On WBZZ.
Okay, you want to do one, Buzz?
Sure.
Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, this is Buzz on WBZZ, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
That's the only one that they'll use. I guarantee that one all the time. That will be the workhorse. Well, there you go. Oh, and also, we have to do one for, what's this chick's name? Sports Arena Tina?
Yeah, we went onto the website, and I thought that was a very clever name.
Arena. I like that name. Tina. Sports Arena Tina.
3, 2, 1. Hi, this is Don.
And I'm Mike.
And our newsman, Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Has had relations with Sports Arena Tina. Mm-hmm. She works on the Chick Show.
We have to do that one again. I mean, if she's got the clever name that she came up with, you can't, you got to get the
rhythm
name out.
The rhythm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
3, 2, 1. Hello, I'm Don.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mike.
And that's Buzz. He's our news guy.
Hi.
He's gotten it on with Sports Arena Tina.
Mm-hmm. Sports Arena Tina.
She's in the Chicks.
What?
That's the name of the show.
The show is The Chicks?
The show is called The Chicks.
The Chicks?
That's what Rob wrote down.
I'm listening.
We have to do a liner about...
Are they babes?
Sports Arena Tina. The Chicks.
I would think in this day and age, to call yourself The Chicks, you would have to be somewhat hot.
I don't know. Remember Leslie Gold?
I'll check on that.
Yes, she was from Florida. Too.
But I can tell you now that Mons Venus is still open and doing business at 2040 North Dale Mabry Highway.
There you go.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah.
Thank you, Buzz. Sure. So welcome, Tampa Bay. Welcome back. We'll get into where we've been and where you've been in a couple of seconds. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello. I'm Jared Todd Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale.
Would you stop playing with that, Rob?
I have to get it ready. I want to make sure we don't screw up the first one.
Would you just please focus on the show?
I am.
Please, but no, see, we have computers in here now.
Oh, here it goes now. See, it was going to be fine, and then that happened.
We have computers in here now that are allegedly going to run the commercial part of the show.
Right.
And the best way to describe the remote control unit, this beautiful piece of technology they've given me, Mike really aced it. Mike, how would you describe
it? Don, I aced it because I've had that in my hands before. That is the same kind of remote control that you would use for an old recliner chair, like the kind of chair, not a recliner like you sit back, it's a lift chair. What they use is for elderly people that have trouble getting out of a chair, it's the box that you use to lift the seat up, to lift the chair up so people don't have to use their legs.
You've nailed it. That's an exact
thing. And God rest his soul, my father, when he became ill, he had one of those. We still have it in my parents' house up at home, and that's exactly what that remote looks like.
On a project started in 1997 for this radio station, WJFK, our home station, to be digital and to play stuff off computer instead of off these 8-track tapes. They have 1, 2, 3, 4 monitors in here, touch screen, which doesn't work, and this thing, this gigantic remote, this gigantic...
This guy's going to love you.
This gigantic... Well, what do I... He's from Canada. This gigantic white...
I just came in here and this guy standing in the back of the room and I just knew he had a good relationship with you.
This gigantic white remote control that has buttons that say stop, up, start, and down. And incidentally, kids, if you get one of these at home, mm-hmm. knock yourselves out because the stop button, the up button, and the down button don't do anything.
Okay. It's only so I would imagine the up and down is used to scroll through the monitor?
I'm not really sure. I didn't really go to all the meetings.
Got it on the back.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah.
That's handy.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. And some nice instructions. Some nice instructions written in hand in Sharpie.
What's it say on the back?
Well, don't worry about that. What are you doing with the computer?
I'm getting ready for our first commercial break.
That's not going to be for 20 minutes.
Why wait?
You know how he is. He's the same way with the copy when we do a commercial. It's immediately, as soon as the commercial is over, he grabs it.
So you're going to do this every time today?
Not every time.
Not every time?
And I'll get so I'm faster at it.
Well, good. Let's see how fast you get at it right now.
See, what I can't, I'm having a hard time getting this legal ID over.
Yeah, that's really tough. You know what I say to that, Rob? Screw it. Just forget the legal ID.
Never mind. It's done.
It's done?
All you got to do now
is hit the go button.
Go, baby!
So
that's how easy it is?
What happens if I hit the go button now?
You'll go to commercials.
He's got the look of the devil on his face.
Now, it wouldn't say anything like, this is the Don and Mike show, so the network wouldn't go to break, right? This is okay, don't go to break stations. I'm going to attempt to start the new computerized
system.
And then
stop it. But you said if only one button works, that would be the go button, and there's no way
of stopping. That's the question, Mike.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
WJFK's Don and Mike show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband.
See? Now,
are you an expert?
I'm hitting all the buttons now, and it's not stopping.
I'll turn the volume down.
Yeah. There you go. There's the volume turned down. Okay.
So there you go.
What do you do now then? Now does it just now? Do they all just play?
They could.
How do you stop it?
No one knows.
Rob is like playing a video game over here. There's just a lot of pointing and clicking.
Is the commercial break still running?
Let me see.
Joe, what are you coming in?
All of them.
They're all running simultaneously right now.
There we go. All you have to do is hit the kill button.
Kill who? The engineer?
Yeah.
I wish.
Yeah, me too.
What's he doing in here?
He came in to help.
Oh, that guy. We don't... I was going to say we don't need his help. I'm sure at some point we'll need his help.
I love Canada. I'm the one on the show that does. Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. They hate Canada.
We hate Canada.
That's a little warning.
You know, and they sent us a Canadian engineer to hook this goddamn computer thing up.
You're covered.
Okay, Rob?
Yes?
Will you please stop that?
Yeah.
See, the thing, I'm not doing a good job of explaining to you why this is getting under my skin. Rob is standing literally 3 inches from me.
Right up to your shoulder.
And he is simply pointing and clicking while we're doing the goddamn show.
Yeah, if you hadn't started it before, I could have left.
If I hadn't, hit the green button?
Right, because it was ready to go to commercial.
But for the first 5 minutes, you were pointing and clicking.
Yeah, but I'm going to get better at it. I just learned today.
How's everything going?
Hi, Mike. Welcome over to this side, Mike. How do you like
I'm leaning
things?
Over. I'm leaning over the console.
Do you think they got enough crap over here?
Hey, it looks pretty neat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
It's pretty, yeah, it's very pretty.
And this is very nice. What is this? I'm getting Joe's instant messages now.
Oh, good.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, that's just another fantastic thing. For some reason,
Joe should be answering the phones, for God's sake.
Let me see. Well, it's from Hefe. Alex is writing him.
Uh-huh.
And let's see what Alex wrote to Joe. This is confidential.
The shipment is in.
He says, ROTFL, Hefe wrote that,
uh-huh.
Rolling on the floor laughing, listening to Don and Mike, you'd think WJFK is a piece of S. Then Hefe wrote, how wrong they are. Then he wrote, I'm getting in the shower now, see you soon.
Oh.
And then he wrote, just after that, it says, shower. These are all...
Well, is Hefe saying that, is Hefe saying he likes the computers or what?
I don't think that's my IM.
Oh, really? Well, who?
Look at the top left.
Is it Hefe's?
Hefe's J-Dub Hideout or something like that?
Yeah, I guess so. So what is Hefe's instant message doing on in here right now?
I don't know. Well, I forgot to close down the
instant message.
Seriously. Have they not taken over the world? Have computers seriously taken over the world?
Let me
take care of it.
I don't want to sound like an old man.
While this is going on, Rob is still pointing and clicking for the commercials that we're going to have to play in a few seconds.
But he's getting faster.
You know what would be easier? Would be faster?
It's his job, though, isn't it, to do that?
No, not technically. His job is to be a jester.
It's to amuse us.
You know what would be easier? I'm looking at the list here now. You could just get on the phone and call someone from AT&T Wireless, call one from Lowe's, call somebody from Singular Wireless, and just tell them to come down to the station and read their commercials live.
That's true.
That would be easier than this.
God, wouldn't that be? They'd be getting an extra bang for their buck.
We'd love that.
Okay, almost done? Are we gonna go through this exercise every day at the beginning?
I don't think so.
I hope not. Now, why are you hitting paste? What are you pasting?
Remember those spots you fired?
Yeah.
I got to put them back.
Well, wait a minute. But hold on. Yeah, I have a question, even though I haven't been briefed and, you know, I'm not connected. And
don't worry, Mike. I'm not on this either.
The idea of pasting them, aren't they
Dad,
all
I need
like,
to borrow the keys.
You need to borrow my wireless phone. Huh? A girl doesn't want a guy with wimpy signal bars. She needs to know your preference.
You did that. I didn't do that.
AT&T, kill it. There we go.
Kill it.
Now... when you talk about paste, that means you're moving something from one place to the next?
Yeah, because it went over, said it already played.
Isn't that all pre-programmed? Doesn't someone else do that for you?
Yeah, if it hasn't already played.
Okay.
Oh, so...
Well, then why were you messing with it at the beginning? Just to put the legal ID in there?
All you had to do was put a station ID up front.
And that's what was taking you all that time?
Yeah, I got it.
See how this
why
saves time?
Why didn't you just say WJFK Washington? Why do we got to put it on a computer?
I don't know.
Are you done now?
I suppose.
Well, no, he's not because he hit the kill switch because the commercial started running inadvertently and he's got to repaste them.
Go ahead. Tell us what you're doing.
Okay, right now. See, this is actually our show log now, our commercial log.
Okay, show me where it says people have turned off the radio.
I'm going to have to pay back for that.
See, I'd love to start the show right now, but unfortunately...
Hey, now.
Mike, you can't even do that yet.
No, not a clue.
No, well, I'm just over here. See, I mean, I'm not computerized. You say you want to start the show. I say, hey, now.
And how about
start.
That? Yeah. There, that. Hold on. I'd love to hit the sound effect machine, but Rob, I hate to take you away from that computer, but it seems that this computer over here has to be reset too.
Let me see. Hold on. Try it. No. Hold on.
No.
Try now.
Hey now.
Okay. So
look, you got a bell.
This is really how I thought we'd start the show today in Tampa. We've been off in Tampa for over 5 years.
I'd like to say hi to all of our good friends in Tampa. We had some interaction with the people of Tampa that was purely wonderful, and it's the type of interaction we probably can't have anymore. But boy, it was fun.
Okay, are you insert to top? Click it. Go ahead. Live dangerously. Insert to top.
Yes, didn't do anything.
It didn't do anything.
No. So I think I need
copy.
Copy it.
Click. Didn't do anything.
Now over here, and now I think paste.
Paste.
Did it go in?
I don't know if it went in.
No, it didn't.
Because this thing's a mess.
Hey, can we bring the Canadian guy in here?
The Canadian guy can do it in a second.
All right, bring the Canadian in.
Now watch how fast the Canadian guy does this. Okay. Now listen, I'm banking on you to prove yourself as a Canadian because I get nothing.
How you doing, Mexico North? Here we go. Now what are you doing?
Okay, which one do you need to get back?
All the ones from 3 o'clock.
He's just scrolling around now.
Okay, so this one here.
Tell us what you're doing.
Okay, we go and click on the actual spot that we need, and then insert it to top.
And this makes radio easier, right?
Yes, it does.
All right. Okay, now so, Rob, is he doing it quickly?
It, and we can paste it in, just like that.
I swear to you, I was.
So the
liar
here, you copy it, put it where it goes, and then paste it in.
He kind of has that Canadian way of speaking,
doesn't
he?
He does, but how long did it... Is it all done?
It's all done.
See, I told you... I shake your hand.
See, that's... You've proven yourself. You've proven Canada is
Rob,
a great country.
Wash your hand.
wipe my hand off on Rob. You were beaten by a Canadian, boy.
Rob, you can slur the Canadians all you want, but he just waxed you. He just dusted you.
So it's all done now?
It's all done. You can hit done and you're all finished.
Except for the legal ID insertion.
Oh, would you help Rob insert his legal ID in there?
All right.
Haven't we already said it?
No.
WJFK FM Manassas, Washington.
There you go.
Now you don't have to insert it.
Done.
But it's in there now anyway.
Yeah. The timer line.
It's in? How long did that take?
Days.
Yeah, Rob, see?
It took the Canadian guy like 3 seconds. The
Canadian guy did it right away, Rob.
Yeah, he does this for a living. I'd like to see him make you laugh. Not at my expense.
I'd like to see you make me laugh.
Rob just made me laugh.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Now, what are you doing? Rob, he did it.
Yeah, okay, you're done.
No need for you to touch the mouse. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what? I've gotten... I'm standing here.
People of Tampa and all around the Don and Mike Radio Network, I should point out, as they say in Canada, that we have a new computer system in the studio today.
It's working really? Great, Beav. Working great, Beav.
Yeah. Hey, now.
It's fantastic. Okay, so...
You tried.
I tried again.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Things are okay on this side.
I'm giving you a few hey nows to start the show.
Okay. Welcome back, Tampa.
And I'll see you at the next commercial break. When we have to get ready.
I've always hated commercials, but now I'm going to hate them even more.
But just think, once it gets all up and running, it's going
to
be easy.
Mike, but remember, Rob, please help me out. What year was this system originally supposed to be installed?
It was urgently required in 1997.
1997, which means to me that in 2007...
That's right.
That it's going to be working flawlessly.
Exactly.
Okay. Actually, more like 2012.
Yeah.
All right, so now the computer is set. We're ready.
Just don't hit that green button.
Now, that would, if I hit the green button...
It would start it all over the...
Hold on, just bear with me for a second.
Okay.
What kind of a half-ass computer system is it if you hit a button that says go, and it immediately plays all the commercials, and there's not a button that you could just, like, reset it with?
There should be a button.
There should.
A reset.
Well, button. Have you asked him about that?
Like I'm sure it's in the next version.
Oh, that's right, because we have, like, whatever this is, 2.0, and they're out to, like, a 9.0 now, yeah. Right?
Right. Yeah. That'll actually not be operated by birds and elephants, like on the Flintstones. That'll be much more advanced.
So we could... All right, forget it.
No, please.
Questions? No, I'm tired of talking about it.
Not me.
And I'm sure people are tired of hearing about it.
I don't see
it. And I think it's our job to entertain it. I don't think this is entertaining people.
I'd like the old stuff back.
Oh, for those that have heard anything new, we're not going to get the old stuff back.
Listen, the old stuff was crap, but at least with the old stuff, you knew who your friends were.
But here's the deal with the old
stuff. Your friends were cart machines 1, 2, and 3. They never worked. Cart machine 4, 5, and 6, they were temperamental.
But with the old stuff back, you might get that sound that you'll never get with the computer, and that sound is near. You'll never hear.
That's right. When a spot would start to go, and then
you'll never hear W.
I'd rather have W than have point and click.
It's not exactly W. It's more like
15 minutes.
W. Anyway,
and you know what else I like?
W. W. And then of course there's the famous cartridge burp, which is.
One legendary singer loved his methamphetamines.
Which one?
Crank Sinatra.
Oh, God. Are they replacing Crank with the wand?
Yes.
What drunken country singer is big in Sweden?
Which one?
Sven Campbell.
Oh, jeez.
Those are the groaners.
My God.
Those were supposed to take up the first 3 minutes of the show.
Tampa, is this what you've missed?
I got to think this is better than Sports Arena Tina.
Oh.
Wait,
now start a fight.
With no offense.
Now we've started a feud.
I love fighting with groaners.
We've started a feud now.
Oh, I'm kidding.
I bet
she's super.
I bet Sports Arena Tina. I bet, Buzz, you could probably find a picture of her.
They don't have their website up yet. It still takes us to the WBZZ that used to be in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
I heard she's fetching.
Okay. How about QYK?
I'll see if their holy website's still up.
Here we go. Ready to start the show now?
Hey, now.
Okay, Mike, one more. Hold on, and...
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you know, thank you, Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime.
Why would
from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, that and that and that. Now that I'm playing the tapes of the cartridge machines, now cart machine number 6 is broken.
Old friend.
Old
hey,
friend.
There's your old technology.
Old friend number 6. Never mind. Hey, who's my buddy?
Rusty
Wax. Just point and click. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Marlowe Brandon and all the ships at sea. Hey, just hit the green button and they begin.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Robbie. Well, hello.
Everybody, thank you for listening. This is the Don and Mike Show. That's right. I have never been prouder. And it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Oh,
877-07-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
That's how we start the show.
I am very, very excited.
Oh, I forgot. Here she comes.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. Forgot her.
I'm very excited to be back on in Tampa, Florida.
Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, please to be calling 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067.
Or as we like to call it, land of the computers.
Yeah, that's right. Right here, Microsoft Central. This is my Bill Gates loves WJFK.
Amen.
This is such crap. This is just such crap. I'll try to focus on the positive.
Absolutely. Yes.
The positive. But what's this? Robin, have just one more question. I see this monitor that you were doing the pointing and clicking on.
Yes.
There's another monitor and another keyboard.
Yes.
That are doing nothing.
That's right.
Why is that?
Well, we haven't started those yet. Eventually, now here's what's exciting. We have one computer that just does commercials.
Uh-huh.
Another computer is going to be dedicated to this show.
To just playing our tapes?
All the elements as soon as they get loaded in.
And how long will that take?
Oh, days.
We have about 3,000 tapes.
Well, that'll take a long time.
Right? Yeah, well, that doesn't count the ones I have in my basement and all that stuff. I mean, they're everywhere.
Anyway.
So that means we'll have access to everything at a touch screen.
That's right. Just point and click.
Wonderful.
Hit the big go button.
It's very
exciting. Remember, don't make the mistake I did. Don't hit the go button unless you absolutely mean it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because once you hit the go button, there's no going back.
Exactly. You're in trouble then.
And you've got to rely on Canada.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But they didn't let you down, did they?
Oh, Canada.
No, they never have.
What a show today.
It's Cornwallis.
We are back on in Tampa Bay, Florida. That's nice. We'll have an Inquisition for you today.
Oh, good.
Also today on the show, if you watch the ESPN World Series of Poker, the brand new one that's on.
Yeah, started last night, right?
Yep, we'll have Dutch Boyd on today. He's one of the guys that's playing, and also the giant hamburger guy. That's coming up on today's
6 pounds, right?
On today's show. That's right. That's right.
6 pounds.
Here is our lead story. Oh, and at some point, I'd love to call our producer, B.A. in.
Oh, yeah.
And ask her if she really wants to be on the Swan. That's something that she just threw out there. I don't think she needs to be on the Swan, but she threw it out there a couple of days ago.
Really? She actually threw out the idea that she'd like to be on the Swan?
We were chatting about reality shows and chatting about The Amazing Race.
Wouldn't they love to have a radio, big-time radio producer on their show? I'm sure.
She said something, and I felt bad later. Because she said, I think you were in the room, I think, right? She's like, I think I should audition to be on the next Swan, and nobody said anything. Mm-hmm. Like, no, come on, B.A. You know.
Did we blow her off when she said that?
I don't know if you were in there or not.
I'd love to see her on the Swan.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll ask her. I mean, she doesn't...
But that would make her happy. Yeah, she doesn't have, facially, she doesn't need a lot of work.
She's not homely.
No.
Hold on a second. I was the computer in my head made that mistake.
Hey,
B.A.
Hey.
Do you really want to be on the Swan?
Well, I don't think I'm quite doggy enough.
There you go.
That's right.
Good for you. Sorry about that the other day. You said that upstairs. I just thought of that, and nobody bothered to jump in.
Oh, that's okay.
You know, when you said
I didn't expect you guys to jump in.
Oh, all right. How's our office move going?
I got a feeling you guys don't like it.
I have a question. How long have you been colorblind?
What color?
It's blue and brown.
Let's point out that it is baby blue and baby brown.
That's like what you'd find in a baby's diapers. But you selected the colors.
And Beth Ann assures me that when everything comes together, it's going to look spectacular.
What's the ETA for our trading places? What do you think?
I realized the comment as I was walking out the door when Mike said, well, I guess I'll talk to you at the Christmas party.
Yeah, he said,
it's moving along a little bit slowly.
Yeah, she said we can talk about the colors later. I said, when it's all done, I said, okay, then we'll talk at the Christmas party.
I did paint it myself.
I know that she painted it herself. She cleaned the carpets herself. I told you, she's a great woman's work. She really does. Fantastic. She's a great maid. She's a great cook. She's a great producer.
I don't know. I didn't want to get rid of any of your stuff. I mean, you guys were gone.
So when do you think we'll be ready to move downstairs, to the office downstairs?
Well, as soon as they put cable in, and I'm getting all the furniture this weekend.
Fantastic. So you think next week we'll be in the new office?
And you don't want to be down there without cable. I'm really sort of, Tony is in charge of the cable.
Right.
Oh my! Well, then that's never going to happen. Then.
All right.
But I can't be here without your cable.
That's right. Well, see, boy, do I love this girl. Does she know me or not? I don't want to be in office without cable.
You can get the furniture though. You can get the furniture.
I'm getting the furniture this weekend.
Hey, BA, what do you think of all this fancy new computer stuff we have?
Well, I think it was probably not wise to hit that little go button because I knew once you hit it, it was going to start it all the stuff. Because I was in all the meetings.
She was in all the meetings.
Did no one address in the meetings the fact that if you hit the go button, that maybe there should be a reset button?
Well, I've used with other computer programs, other software.
It seems to me that you've got a remote control with one go button.
I probably would have not let anyone know about the go button.
I was just going to say there's one go button, and then there are three other buttons that don't work.
It seems to me like this is the button that Bush has got his finger on right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like when you want,
maybe you got to have the codes first.
Well, for Bush, I bet it's something simple like this.
Well, it's got to be simple, but you still have to have the football with the codes in it.
Well, I bet somebody else puts the codes in from the briefcase football thing, and
well,
then
probably he writes them down in crayon.
And then they say, "Now, George, you see that big white, that remote thing like they have on the Don and Mike show?
Right.
Press the green one,
and everything will go
when you want to shoot the nukes. But it's the same thing because if he presses the button and shoots the nukes, he can't press a button to retrieve them.
No, right.
You can't unring a bell.
No.
This is like a Canadian car, gas and no brakes.
Oh, now see,
Rob,
that's way out of line.
Rob, listen, I hate Canada as much, maybe more than you, but
you do
have to give that guy props.
Right. True.
He did come in. A Canadian did do your job better, although technically that's not your job. You're
true.
Adjuster.
And I've only learned it since noon. So I'm hoping in my fourth hour, maybe I will excel.
So you didn't go to the meetings?
Well,
I was there.
He was late for the meeting. I mean, he didn't mean to be late, but he lost about 8 minutes.
I phoned ahead.
Of, you know, knowledge.
Rob was late for the meeting today?
Well, because he couldn't help it. I mean, he called.
Rob's got a few issues right now. He gets a free pass.
Mental issues.
Right. But I probably wouldn't use the go button at all. And if I were you, Rob, you know where it says auto on and auto off?
Yes.
I put it on auto off. So even if he hits that go button, nothing will happen.
Well, then you take control away from our maestro.
But he doesn't know that.
I'm here. Hello, you're speaking about me like I'm in another room.
How about that?
That's right. Hello.
Okay.
McFly, I hear you.
Beth Ann, you're going to let me look at that furniture before you pull the trigger on it, right? You're going to do it.
Imagine it's all going to be baby blue.
No, you're going to do it because that's important to me, because really that's more important to me than anybody in that room, and I want to know what that is.
And you want to be comfy.
Damn right.
Right on. Okay. All right, thank you, BA.
You're welcome.
And you're not going on the Swan.
No, I'm not quite dog yet.
Good for you.
But how close are we to getting that great midget from The Amazing Race? What did you tell me? Oh, we got
to
wait.
Wait until she's eliminated.
Little person Scott the Dwarf will come down here, and he will kick your butt.
We have to wait until she's eliminated.
Right.
Until someone steps on
her. She's great, though.
She did really good, I thought.
She makes the whole thing. I love watching her run.
I hope none of the destinations are an amusement park where she has to get on a good ride.
You must be this tall. See, there you go. That's your job. Not pointing and clicking.
Right. Right.
You're not a point and click guy.
He wants to be, though.
No,
he does.
You're a look and hate guy. You're not a point and click guy, Rob. That's what you are. All right, BA.
Okay, bye.
Good day to you.
Good day.
So this is the show.
Yeah, well, here we are.
Now the show is really underway.
Yeah.
We should take a break, but I'm not going to take a break yet because the first 15 minutes of the show is the computer show.
Right.
Are you ready for an inquisition?
I am.
I'll tease
you
this, then we'll go to break. And Rob, do I get to hit the go button when we go to break?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Very good.
But if I hit it now, it would totally screw the pooch, right?
Yeah, I want to do that.
Okay. All right, here is the inquisition for today. You might remember a couple of weeks ago on the show. Oh, and I almost forgot. My wife is not a snob.
Right.
She is simply spoiled.
Yes. Yeah, she said that on the show.
Well, she wanted me to just take a moment today at the top of the show because she...
Snob spoiled, same thing.
She's like, I know that, you know that, but, you know, if she feels...
Frida, I am kidding.
She's not even listening now. She's at work now.
Oh, dear, okay. If that gets back to her, I'm in trouble.
All I got today when she was leaving the house, she said, how much did you discuss? Because, you know, the great thing with her being at work is she can't hear all the time and call in. She said, how much did you talk about the vacation? I said, a lot. I said, I talked about all of our fights. She said, what? I said, yeah, I talked about the fight with the air conditioning guy. And then I said that, you know, I told her that you're kind of a snob. And she
said, snob is someone who goes to the sale at Neiman Marcus A spoiled child is the person that gets whatever they want at the sale.
So. You are killing me. Anyway, for what it's worth, she's not a snob.
Very good.
She's simply spoiled. My wonderful wife.
Fair enough.
Now, the Inquisition. You might remember a couple of weeks ago, we played a game on the show called Who's the Dick? Remember, yes. We had people call in. We wanted one guy who actually was named Dick,
mm-hmm.
And we pitted him against six or seven other guys who were not named Dick. They were named Richard, and it was our job to pick the Dick,
right.
The guy who was named Dick.
Exactly.
Well, as it turns out, we received a letter, and this is the great thing about our show, is that people out there love to bust other people.
Yes, of course.
And we received a letter from Sergeant Nina Ritter, who I guess serves our country in Delaware. That's the area code.
Very good.
She writes, "Dear Don and Mike, the person who was the winner on your Who's the Dick show is in the National Guard and happens to be on annual training with me in Fort Lee, Virginia. We were in the Ramada Hotel drinking when this guy started talking about how he was the caller on your show that won the Who's the Dick contest.
Mm-hmm.
His name is PFC John Sawyer. He called from Baltimore.
Sawyer!
What he's going to do is go to his personnel office and have a fake military ID made, which is a federal effing offense, with the name Dick Sawyer.
Oh, not good.
So he can come down to the station. What are you doing?
Configuring the board. I'm sorry. It was just one button.
I'm just starting to get in a groove.
Right.
I'm just starting to feel like I'm doing the show.
What happened? Like, please keep going, because I want to know what happened with this.
I'm done.
Okay. I love you, but don't make me make you sit in the corner. Okay. He was going to go to his personnel office. He is going to go, he may have done it already, to the personnel office to have a fake military ID made, which is an offense, with the name Dick Snyder, which he wanted to bring to your radio station to win $500. I told him I was going to turn him in. I'm a long-time listener, and I hate people with no integrity. How effing stupid can you be to run your mouth in another state and get busted back home? Just goes to show you, watch what you say. You never know when you're standing in the presence of a loyal Don and Mike listener.
There you go.
Here is his address, and here is mine. All right, let's call her first.
Okay.
Let's see.
See if we can get the lowdown on what's going on. Because it was a while ago. These usually work better fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but of course, revenge is a dish best served cold.
That's right.
And it involves our military men and women.
Amen.
And let me see, she's a sergeant, so she's coming down on a PFC.
Oh boy.
If I was ever in the military, I'd be a KFC. Kentucky Fried Colonel.
Yeah, you're a finger licking good colonel.
Hello? Hey, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air right now. Is Nina there?
No, she isn't.
Oh, hold on, I gotta get your permission. Hold on a second.
Oh, forgot. Hold on.
Hey, would you come on the radio with us for a second? We're looking for Sergeant Nina Ritter. Oh, it's her father. Okay, hold on a second.
All right.
Cool. All right. He'll come
this
on here.
This is Dad.
Yep, here's her dad.
Hey, Dad, hey. It's Donna Mike. How are you?
Good.
Hi there. So your daughter, and congratulations on your daughter, all of her success. She's a sergeant, right?
Yes. Yes, she was in the Marines for 7 years, and then she had to switch over.
She sent us a letter about a guy that played a game on our show a couple of weeks ago, and he's trying to cheat us.
Yes.
Are you aware of this, Dad?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Anyway, we wanted to talk to Nina about this. Any idea where she is?
Well, she's at work. It's her new job, and believe it or not, she hasn't called me to give her new number yet.
Oh, so she's not available?
Up in Smyrna is the only thing I know.
Yeah, Smyrna, Delaware. Do you know when she'll be available?
Probably after 5 o'clock, I would say, unless she calls me earlier.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Private First Class Jonathan Sawyer?
No, I haven't.
It must be one of her military contacts.
Yeah, probably. I mean, most of the ones that I know are her gunnery sergeants and things like that, but I don't know any privates or PFCs or anything like that.
Who's that I hear in the background?
Is that your grandson?
That's my grandson.
Grandson.
Hey, one of my grandchildren, yeah, the two boys I got.
Well, we love a good old-fashioned Inquisition, and we like vigilante justice.
Yeah, and it seems that your daughter gave us the heads up on something, and we want to track it down, but I think we need to talk to her first.
Yeah, what was that about? Maybe I could...
The guy was just giving us a phony name and playing a name game with us, and...
We had a game on called Who's the Dick, where we had a guy who was actually named Dick, like not a nickname.
Right.
And this guy called... called in and won the game, but as it turns out, your daughter sent us a letter saying that
his name is not Dick at all.
And he was going to go get to the personnel office to get a fake military ID that has the name Dick on it so he could get the money.
Wow.
And we love stuff like that.
And she said she's a loyal fan of the show, and so
she ratted the guy out.
Hey, do you think she's on her cell phone?
You know what? I try to get her and have not been able to get her for some reason. There's a problem with her phone.
I just saw that number. Okay, well, listen.
Yeah, and I got to get a hold of her, to tell you the truth. In fact, now that you call me,
Well, you got a radio. If she's listening to the radio right now, maybe you could give her a message, Dad.
Okay.
Go ahead. What's the message you want to give her?
Well, first thing I want to tell her is I love her.
Sure. Okay, that's a good dad.
And, you know, if nothing else, herself, my two grandchildren, and what she's done in her life.
Yeah. But what was the message you were going to leave her, though?
But that I love her.
That was it?
Yes.
Good enough.
Well, that's nice.
Well, that's a nice message.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't anything else, like, you know, pick up eggs?
No, Rob, I don't think Dad is about to take his own life. I don't think that's happening.
She was in the Marines for 7 years, and she's got two autistic boys, and she's done a heck of a job with them.
Aren't you a good dad? I like that. You just wanted to say you love your daughter. That's good. Consider the message delivered.
Well, we love your daughter because she has that killer instinct that we are looking for.
Yeah, she supports our show, and she makes sure that nobody's trying to get over on us.
She does. Well, I was in the Marines myself, so I...
So are Mike and I, and so is Buzz. So, you know,
now,
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, too.
Semper Fi. All right, Dad.
All right, buddy.
Of course, Buzz served over in World War I.
Yes.
Yeah, the big one.
What was it like over there, Buzz?
Cold.
All right, sir, it's a pleasure talking to you. Tell your daughter, Sergeant Nina, that we called, and if she could give us a call back, tell her we got her letter.
I will try to get a hold of her now more than ever.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good show.
See you later.
Right, buddy.
Bye, Dad. Bye-bye. Buzz with the same answer for every war we ever asked them about, going all the way back to the Peloponnesian War.
Yeah, as far as I can remember, they were all cold.
They're all cold. Don and Mike's show, hello. We'll take one call before break. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
As far as who's the dick contest that you had,
yeah.
I just think it actually was Rob, wasn't it? Since he can't figure out how to use a computer and some idiot
now,
in Canada.
Come on.
I threw him under the bus, but I pull him out from under the bus, too. Come on.
What does Rob and Dick, or Rob and Fredo have in common?
Hold on. What do Rob and who?
Fredo.
Fredo.
Do you mean my wife?
The Godfather?
Yeah,
Fredo, the weak brother from The Godfather.
All right, what do Rob and Fredo have in common?
Fredo was smart. Rob wasn't. That's not in common though. I like this stupid joke.
Wow!
Hey, who's fatter, Mike or Rob?
Now that's not fair.
This is just
not fair.
I have to ask: Why are you so mean? Are you calling from Sacramento?
No, Buffalo. Because we're so goddamn close to the damn Canadians.
You know, incidentally, you know I said I gained all that weight on my vacation?
Yes.
I didn't. Yeah. I didn't gain. I gained 2 pounds.
You didn't?
I didn't. I gained only 2 pounds.
Well, they're very good.
Well, then the answer to your question, sir, is Rob. Rob by about 100 pounds. Rob, I get it. We're calling him Hambone now.
But Rob's also, you know, Rob's also 4 inches taller than I am.
Yeah, and 4 inches wider, too. So, good luck, Rob.
Click and paste.
Wow.
Hostility from Buffalo.
Imagine that. All right, see you. Goodbye, friend.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
Love the great work. Buzz, does it still hurt when you urinate?
Constantly.
He's got them for everybody.
Where does this hate come from?
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, Don, Mike, Buzz, I just wanted to say thank you for your service to our country.
Oh, well, you're more than welcome, sir.
Thank you.
On the air.
What? Oh, on the air.
On the air.
Consider
it done.
On the air, right. I think everybody knows it's a joke when I said we were in the Marines. Like we would last in the Marines. Like I almost didn't get kicked out of Cub Scouts.
It was so cold.
But it was cold.
Although Buzz was really there for all of those wars. Yeah, now, Buzz, you know, this will surprise you, his answer to this one. You were over in Nam, over in the jungle. How was it over there?
Well, yeah, surprisingly not cold. Very, very hot.
Not cold.
But most of the others, Korea, World War I, World War II, all cold.
Got a break. We are off to an absolute walking start today.
We are.
And we'll try to jump start it right after this.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's take a call. Cape, California. Hello.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or out of... Not on the air in New York, Don.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from, yeah.
Yeah. Las Vegas, hello.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
You know the joy of that?
Oh, Don and Mike.
The joy of that is two guys who know exactly
who we are,
where we are, how long we've been doing it, trying to pretend that they don't, and doing a very bad job of it.
Yes. They were on New York and Washington. They are New York.
You know, Larry pretending, you know, Larry, we're in your backyard.
Oh,
Washington.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. You know, I think that's where they are tonight. Oh. I think that's where. Let me bring my demon child on TV again.
So, here's what happened during the commercial set.
Yeah,
the commercials had a slight problem. The computer had a slight problem.
No.
The Canadian guy came in and did something with the, right?
We had to reset the commercials. I mean, basically, it's a long way around to resetting it.
But, I mean, all the commercials that were supposed to run, which I know means so much to our listening audience.
That's right.
And when did that ever happen?
That's right.
So what was happening when you were saying that things weren't set up correct? That's when I left the room, incidentally. I stayed in...
I thought it was very rude of Rob. I was in here the whole time, eavesdropping. And I thought it was extraordinarily rude of Rob when, in the middle of his tutorial with our Canadian friend who's helping him with the computers, Rob said, so how many of your family members are massing on the border preparing for the invasion?
Which
that's
is really my main concern. I mean, it's always nice when a break times out, but I really want to know...
You wanted to know where his family was and whether they were going to invade us.
So what was the problem there when I got mad and left the room when it was starting up again?
It was that we had the commercial stack ready to go, but it didn't have all the commercials in, so we needed to find them again and reinsert them.
I didn't even follow that, yeah. But...
It's like, imagine like a stack of cartridge of tapes, a stack of tapes.
I think by the midpoint of the show, Rob is going to be an expert on this.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
I just was concerned that all these maps of North Dakota fell out of his briefcase. I don't know.
That war will be cold.
So here's...
Yeah,
it will.
Yeah.
Here's
the
war. Here's what happens. So we go to commercial. We're standing here. I normally stay in the studio during the commercials and hang around. Well... Rob says, oh, there's a problem. The commercial gets a Canadian guy to come in. I just said,
I'm out of here.
Hey, do right. Come here.
I'm leaving. So I go to the other room. I go back to the producer's room.
Right.
And I sit down with Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she is doing a great job. She's a fantastic producer.
Great.
But she's a girl. And this is the problem with girls.
The problem with girls. Yes, sir. Rated R. No one under 17 admitted without parent.
Problem with girls in a man's world. Mm-hmm. Well, let's face it, baby. It's a man's world. Radio's a man's world. The problem with girls is that they don't know how to just either let it all out or keep it all inside. Mm-hmm. They just let it.
Were you looking for something from her that she didn't
know? No, I wouldn't look for it. I was looking just to get the hell out of the studio. So I went back down by her office.
Being sociable.
Sat down and just said, poof. That computer. And then she said, you know, I really wanted to talk to you about something. And I said, sure. And she said, you know what? No, I'll ask you another time.
Oh, no.
Now, is that not a girl move?
We get that at home.
And I said, come on, we got 9 minutes of commercials. What is it? She said, you know, I don't know. We can talk on the phone sometime.
Oh, no, don't do that. Not during the show.
Or I could email you sometime. I said, oh, now, see, the thing is, now I'm going to wonder, what the hell is it? I said, just.
So did she broach the subject?
Just condense it. Yes. And here's all she wanted to know. Is she doing a good job? So I said,
let me tell you why that bothers me.
I said, listen, bitch, you are doing a fantastic job.
What, that, let me tell you why that bothers me.
I called her Miss Bitch. I didn't really.
Why? That bothers me because maybe she doesn't know us very well, but if she knew us very well, she would know that on our scale, both of us, and, you know, you do it even more than I do it. I don't do it at all with anybody. I just come in, get in my car, go home. We both I hope we have successfully communicated to her that we are very pleased with the job that she is doing.
And I'm just telling her now, because a lot of times it's easier talking on the radio than having a real conversation.
Oh, you know, that stuff about, does she take that to heart when I'm joking with her about the color of the office?
One thing she said to me was, is Mike really upset about the office?
She doesn't know me. Nobody. Yeah. Did he explain to her that Joe doesn't know me?
I said, Mike's an enigma. I tried to tell, I know I've said to her, I said, Do you know how many times I've been to Mike's place since he split up with his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Yeah, I said, no, I don't. The place isn't ready yet.
Well, it doesn't matter. Even when you have your other place, you're the way you are.
I expect by latter part of next year, the place might be up and running for some.
But isn't that the way that girls are?
Yes.
Sit back there. I want to ask you, but no, now's not the time. What is it? Well, I just want to make sure I'm fitting it. And, you know, all the things that she's saying are wonderful.
I had 110 people at my house the night before Thanksgiving.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Any of them work here?
No.
There you go. So anyway, I said to her, no, you're doing a great job. And if you weren't doing a great job, you'd know, because that's one of my talents.
She is doing a great job.
If somebody stinks, I say, you stink.
Mm-hmm.
And no, so Beth Ann, you don't stink. You're fantastic. But for goodness
sake. She's coming in now. I'm not really serious about the office thing. And
Jerry Todd.
And I communicated to you. Didn't before I leave.
No, we're Jerry Todd. Okay. You're not Jerry Todd.
Did before I left on vacation, didn't I tell you I thought you were doing a great job?
Yeah, you can sound looking over my head. Wasn't really looking at. No, I mean, it's not that.
What?
I know. Well, I mean, I was here for 2 weeks and you guys were gone for 2 weeks.
Can I tell you a secret, though?
Yeah.
If I say it, it's just like, you know, really, it doesn't matter. Okay.
No, but do you know how upset she was about you?
What?
That she was very upset earlier today.
What did I do?
I actually told you yesterday what I did, Mike, but if you listened to me, you would know.
No, see, now that gets back to something where you misunderstood me. Was this about the peanuts?
Yes!
Okay, the peanuts, do you think the peanuts, now did you get the impression? Now tell the truth now. Now look at me. You're not looking at me.
All right, yes.
Did you get the impression that the peanuts mattered to me in any way, shape, or form?
Let me just explain.
For just a half of
Let
a
me
second.
Explain.
Oh, that's a lie.
Let me explain that Beth Ann bought Mike a jar of peanuts. She comes in today and she said, or yesterday and today.
When you were back from your vacation.
Both times she says to me, God, I hope Mike isn't upset that I ate his peanuts. I said, Mike doesn't even remember that you gave him peanuts.
I said, oh, that's right.
That's the truth.
The beauty.
But you came to me anyway.
Thoughtless.
You came to me. That's right. And you came to me anyway, and you said, I ate your peanuts. And did I really give you any reaction at all?
No, because you weren't listening to me. At least
I was listening.
You weren't listening.
If I wasn't listening to you, then how would I have been able to retrieve that today?
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed.
All right. Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but they were a gift. I bought a gift, gave it to him, he left, and I ate them.
Hold on.
That's why I need to be on the Swan.
Peanuts don't qualify as a gift, do they?
They did if you know them for 2 weeks.
She actually packaged the peanuts as a birthday gift.
Oh, did she?
And then she ate them.
While you were gone.
Right. But the peanuts, you know, the peanuts don't matter. But I did remember you said that. You know, the baby blue office. Yeah, maybe a little heavy.
And like I told you, you're doing a great job. Think back. Don't we email each other how many times a day? 100 times a day? 10 times a day? How many times today? And incidentally, one other thing.
Yeah.
You can call me at home. Because I saw the phone rang, and there was like no message. And I looked at caller ID, and it was, you know, your office. So I thought, now why would she call and not say anything?
Yeah.
And then I go to the computer, and, you know, you've got mail. And it was Beth Ann from like 2 seconds earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you just wait for me to pick up the phone?
I imagine you're on the phone with Rob, or you're just doing something. You're like, I'll just email him. I don't need to bother him. He's got a little schedule. He wants to have that little thing in the morning, have a cup of coffee.
You're such a girl. Don't worry about it. And you're doing a great job.
Okay.
I was going to say, in the emails, have I not written to you? Great job. You're doing a great job. Lots of exclamation points. And
the job you are doing here, fine.
Fine.
Go with that.
Okay.
Okay, so is that it? Do we have to have any more discussions now?
That's it. So disregard my email. I'll call you tonight.
Did you send me an email about that?
Yeah, I did. I told you that.
Did you have doubts as to whether we thought you were doing a good job? Seriously?
I didn't have any idea at all.
Well, it is an insecure business, but, you know.
How could you not? See, this is the problem.
And I specifically made a point without anybody prodding me. And usually for me to tell somebody that they're doing a good job, someone has to tell me to tell them they're doing a good job. Don normally will say, Don will say, you know, you've said you're really happy about, say, Beth Ann, you've said you're really happy with her work. Why don't you go tell her that? He didn't even do that this time. I did that on my own.
Kind of like in the beginning when I used to say, are you hungry? Would you like any food or drink?
Right. Exactly. No, it's not. What is the food thing? Why do we?
Hold on. That's my fault.
What?
I told Beth
Ann. Jesus Christ! All she thinks is what? Did I need a personal chef here?
I told Beth Ann.
Rob put a note in front of me that said, "Compliment Joe. Joe, you're doing an okay job."
I told Beth Ann when she first got here.
The only thing you have to worry about, Mike, is food.
No, I said Mike has a lot of complaints with Joe getting his food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's. I mean, when I would want it. And it's not every day that I would want it, either. I mean, obviously, how many days have I, you know, about, what, 50% of the time, I'll like a little lunch or something like that. But most, you know, half the time I do, half the time I don't. But, yes, it's Joe. And you know what? We could sit down and talk about that sometime.
Okay. Hold on. Beth McBride.
Oh, yep.
Can I have a brief meeting with you? Let me open this email up. Don. You said it at 3:03 today. You said it when the show was on the air. You
Rob
did.
Left me a note. I'd like to say, Colette, you're doing a fine job.
Let's see. Don, is there any way I could meet with you sometime soon for about 15 to 20 minutes, either tomorrow or Friday? Uh-huh. You pick the day and time, whichever is good for you. And actually, after listening to the best of, over the phone would be fine, too. Thanks, B.A. So,
yeah.
So that was it. You just you're doing a great job.
Well, it's more.
Well, we've all
it's more than that.
Oh, yeah. It's more than that.
And no, it's more than that. She wants 15 or 20 minutes. Guarantee it. You know, I come in and out, but trust me, she wants to talk about some heavy stuff. Yeah. She's not happy.
Ah, and here you go.
No.
Now here's a note from Michael Hughes that mentioned your name. He sent me an email too. He writes congratulations on getting back in Tampa. That's great news.
Yes.
And just so you know, I had lunch with Steve Houck from Fox TV, and he said Beth Ann has been relentless with him.
Uh-huh.
I hear more from her than I do from my wife, was his quote. He told me he knows the value of the Don and Mike show and is going to do everything he can to get quality guests from the Fox family. Beth Ann is busting her ass. You should know that. Now, did you ask him to send me that note?
No.
Really?
I'd like to see how WJFK could function without Robbie Gomez.
Impossible.
Rob put that in front of me.
Impossible. Robbie Gomez is irreplaceable, and so is Joan Lotta.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Just want to mention that.
Everyone's getting props.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
I sing your praises to people outside of the radio station, and I mean that.
Mm-hmm.
But please, ixnay on the oud fay.
But not really.
God.
No, really.
Okay.
No, I still am interested in if I need something.
This is Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number, and when you called, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks, and have a great day.
At the tone, please record.
So you see, this guy, the vice president, just sent me an email.
Options.
Well, he sent it at 2:59 saying you're doing a great job, Beth Ann.
The person you are calling.
What?
Six.
Well, the timing, 2:58, I'm at 3:03. Isn't that weird?
And Michael, it's Don and Mike.
Hello, Michael. That was my Michael Hughes impression.
I never
brought that out until just now.
I was just talking to Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah.
And she told me, you are a horse's ass.
Yeah.
She said, you're the dumbest piece of silly string she's ever seen walking through the halls.
We calmed her down, though, and we let her know what the pecking order is around here.
She said, you're a dope.
Yeah, and we straightened her right out.
Oh, yeah, one more thing, Michael.
Cherry time.
Here's some chroma key. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go.
You'll know that's a joke.
So there you go.
Well, how you doing?
All right, so there. Now we looked at
the... Now she's dying to get out of here.
Looked at the email.
In
what?
Studio.
What, Beth Ann?
I've had enough.
Okay. Well, you are doing a great job. We all love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Seriously, Beth Ann?
Yeah, Mike?
It's all right.
Oh, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
Ask him about the food. Just ask. Just ask him. He likes just to be asked.
Could I get a pizza? just cheese. Thin crust.
Now
we got a Pizza Jones today.
Now, are you serious? Because you know her.
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
She'll call Papa John himself.
Maybe. Relentlessly.
That's right.
I'd like to share it with all my coworkers who I appreciate here. I appreciate it. I do. I truly do.
Oh, God damn.
Each and every one of them.
Funny.
Here's the hotline.
Funny. Oh, goodness. Hello.
Does he want a pizza?
Yeah, thin crust.
Yes, he does.
Extra cheese.
Okay, fine.
Extra cheese.
You got it.
But, you know, not, hey, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
You know, not one of those chains. Thank you.
But they're the only ones that have the thin and crispy.
he's kidding about that.
Okay. Making myself. Okay.
Oh, hey, you hurt your man Joe back
hey.
There?
Hey!
Having making himself!
Man, I call that S for slacker!
Bye.
Bye. Oh, god damn.
That was our new star in the background there.
He's the cicadas. Have him make his own!
Forget it!
Nobody delivers here. I saw, Joe's the first person I saw today when I pulled in down to the parking lot, and I said, hey, Joe, what's happening? And he said, hey, the computer's in. It's got a go button on it. Everybody's down with the OPP and whatever the hell it is that we're doing here today. And
very exciting.
Beth Ann, you're great. Yep. And Joe, as always, you're hanging by a fingernail. and everybody else.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
And everything's going to work out just fine.
Yeah, I'm even getting past this computer thing. Rob has kind of figured it out now, right? Kind of?
Yeah, sort of. Closer than before.
It's not stopped you from your hourly eating, though, has it?
It hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
What are we enjoying? Because, Rob brings the best food in the world.
But today, really, it's sad.
What is it?
Pop-Tarts.
Oh, that is sad. He is going through something.
I didn't eat anything for lunch, so I had to go to the vending machine.
Pop-Tarts.
That's too bad.
Hold on. Here's news about...
Rob's generous with food, too. He really is. Yeah. He cares.
Mike, we had asked for her in the first break. Here now is Sergeant Nina Ritter.
Hi, Nina.
Hey, Nina.
Hi, Radio Gods.
Hi there, Nina. We had your dad on the show. We got your letter about the guy in the military who's trying to scam us on the Who's a Dick game.
That's right.
And now, do you know, has this guy, a legend, I should say, scamming, is this guy that...
Yeah, we have no proof of that right now.
Private First Class Jonathan Sawyer, has he gotten his fake ID yet?
Not to my knowledge. When we left school, which was the 29th of June... He was going to go back to his personal office and have them make him up a fake ID.
Oh, so you have no evidence as to whether he's actually done this or not. He was intending to do this, but he is not a dick. Is that correct?
No, he was the one who you guys didn't figure out. He was the one who stumped you all.
Ah.
That's what he claimed.
And as it turns out, his real name is not even Richard, as we asked the fake dicks. His real
name
is...
Not even close.
His real name is Jonathan. So now, what happens from your letter? You were at a Ramada Hotel drinking...
That's correct.
And you heard this guy talk about how he was the caller. What did he say?
Well, we were talking about the radio stations and how we couldn't get any radio stations on the way down except for 96 Rock when I was leaving Delaware. And he was saying, oh, he said, were you listening to the Don and Mike show last week when they had the contest Who's a Dick? And I said, yeah, I was listening to it. And he said, I'm the one who stumped him. He's like, I'm going to get a fake ID, and I'm going to win the $500. I said,
Oh, really? And he didn't know you were a fan of our show?
Well, I kind of kept that on the down low.
There you go. That's why you're a sergeant, Nina.
That's right, Sergeant. Well, listen, Sergeant Fury, if this pays off, and if it turns out that this guy, Jonathan Sawyer, and he better not show his face down here now, because now we got his name.
And she sent
us his address and all kinds of...
And do we have it on good authority that he hasn't stopped by yet? He hasn't picked it up yet?
No, the money's not been picked up yet. And what is this other thing that you sent us from ATRRS? What is that?
That's just to show you that he was actually in my class.
Oh.
That's our class roster.
What does ATRRS stand for?
That is the Army Training Reservation and Reserve System.
So he has a few things to learn about the honor code, doesn't he, Nina?
Yes, he does.
There are words such as honor code. When you're up on a wall...
I eat breakfast 100 yards from people trained to kill me.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
Crystal.
Did you order? Did you order? Yes, I did! And I do it again!
Like, you can't handle the truth.
Hey, how many people watch that movie, A Few Good Men, and think Jack Nicholson is sleepwalking through it? I don't think he's sleepwalking through
one
it.
One of his best performances.
I think
he sleepwalks through a lot of other performances.
When he's on the stand with Tom Cruise, when Tom Cruise tricks him into getting something that he ordered with...
That is pure intensity. And he ordered the roughing up of the other
red.
Marines.
Code Red. That's right.
Code Red.
Did you order the Code Red? Did you? Yes, I did!
Wow,
great moment. Well, listen, Sergeant Fury, here's what we're going to do. Being as this guy lied to us, as far as we know, unless he calls or comes down to straighten things out, he gets, if you'll pardon the pun, because who's the dick, he gets, you know, Richard.
Right.
And we'll give you the $500.
Huh?
Okay. See, honesty pays off on the Donna Mike Show.
I love you guys. You guys absolutely make my day. Every day I listen to your show, and it is the best part of my day.
We appreciate it. Take care of your kids, Nina, and thanks for watching our back.
All righty.
All right, hold
on. Care.
Hold on now and get ready to speak to the slow-witted Joe Ardinger.
And if she's in the military, she's watching our back in more ways than one.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes. And Buzz, what would your advice to be if she had to go to Iraq or Afghanistan?
Nina, stay warm.
Stay warm.
There it is. Right. Every conflict Buzz fought in was cold.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome.
Hold on a second. Joe will get your information. Well, you know, maybe we won't even have to have an inquisition now.
Nope.
Because, you know, I see the guy as guilty already.
Absolutely.
This guy's guilty.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a lot of evidence, and she's got a paper trail.
So there she is. There she gets the $500.
Thank you, Arena Nina.
So the inquisition is finished.
Very good.
Everybody knows, oh, here we go. Here's the most obvious call of the day, Jesse from D.C. Jesse.
Yo.
Jesse's now going to point out something that he thinks we don't know.
I was going to tell you guys, good old Bill Clinton is at Barnes & Noble. I was just letting you guys know.
You were kidding me. Bill Clinton? Now, what is Bill Clinton?
We must have missed that on every single news.
What is Bill Clinton doing in a bookstore?
I think he's signing books, fellas.
What book?
Whose book?
His book.
Where did you hear about this?
You guys don't own TV? Come on.
You know what's wild? I actually saw this on the news this morning. Apparently, Bill Clinton used to be the president.
No.
Yeah. Well, like for like four, maybe even longer years.
Well, consider us enlightened.
And you're telling me he's written a book?
Yes, he has.
Bill Clinton has written...
pages long.
How many? You know what would be a really neat idea if you were going to be in that line? Maybe you should give everybody yellow armbands when they're standing in line. What do you think of that?
I'm not in line.
Idiot. Okay, listen, we know that Bill Clinton's in town. He's been in town for 2 days.
We know the people waited all night, slept there, slept on the sidewalk to get in line to be one of the only 1,000 people that are going to be allowed to get their book signed by the president.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
There you go.
No, well, hold on. What's your mom?
What's my mom?
What's your mom? That's the only way to get out of this.
Yeah, that's the only way.
She's a...
whore.
Yeah.
Bingo.
That's right.
All
thank
sick.
You. Your mom's a whore.
Jerry Todd.
There you go. Thank you.
Hey, I love you, Buzz.
I love you, sir.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, fellas.
Call us if anybody else comes to town.
See you later, fellas.
That guy... See, that's where Joe actually makes his minimum wage, because Joe gets the guy on hold and then puts on the screen, bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. This guy's calling in to tell us that Clinton's in town.
And I wonder if it was Megan McGrath that I was watching today, down at the Barnes & Noble where everybody was.
I think it was
a Megan McGrath.
I think at one point her teeth actually jumped out of her mouth, and they were like the ones that the Joker used to have.
They just walking along the sidewalk.
Hello, Mac. Don and Mike Show. Mac, hello.
Hey, guys, how are you doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I just want to call and say thanks for coming back on over here in Portland, Oregon. You guys are great. You went on a hiatus for a while, now you're back, and finally got some damn good radio coming on.
Right on. Glad to be back on in Portland.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, and hopefully you guys make your way out here sometime soon.
Portland?
Yeah.
That's too close to Sacramento, I think.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we'll see you later. Mark, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Mark.
How you doing? How am I doing? Am I going to get a raise?
Oh. Who is this? I don't think Beth Ann is looking for a raise. She was just looking for some affirmation,
yes.
I think. That's all.
Oh, well, I'm a listener.
Yeah, well, you know, you're doing a bang-up job.
You're doing a great job.
You've been doing so for a number of years.
You're doing a great job.
Fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're fine.
Bye-bye. Get bent.
See ya.
I'm waiting for our first welcome call from Tampa.
Bye-bye.
Doesn't seem to be coming yet.
Keep waiting.
Hello.
I believe that the station in Tampa,
yes,
formerly known as WQYK, mm-hmm, I think that, now I know when we were on that station 5 or 6 years ago,
right,
even with our rabid following that pulled, I believe, close to a one share in the ratings, I think that the station was one of those that didn't even show in the ratings book.
It was, and so, we tried real hard.
It's going to have to be word of mouth this time at Tampa Bay. Oh, here's it. No, not from Tampa. Oh. No. Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris. Hi. Oh, here is a has-been update.
John Mike.
Yeah, an update on, do you remember the loser from American Idol that we had on the show, Matt Rogers?
Yes, mm-hmm, yes.
The guy that desperately wanted to go on tour.
Very nice guy.
Right. Chris?
Yeah. I saw him in Lake Tahoe a couple weeks ago, my buddy's bachelor party. And, we were getting drunk and, smoking weed. Hey, buzz, how you doing?
Hey.
And, he was gambling downstairs. I saw a girl look pretty hot and he was sitting right next to her. Oh. And he was getting drunk, having a good time.
So I guess he never got on that American Idol tour.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, that's a shame. All right, well, at least he's got the money to gamble.
Thank
meeting
you.
Girls.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, see ya. Hold that mic. You asked for it. Here you go. Here's a call from Tampa. It says from Tampa. Pete.
Hey, how you doing?
Pete, are you really calling from Tampa?
Yes, and welcome back.
Hey, there we go. I feel better now.
There you go.
I have been waiting for you guys to come back on to Tampa. I stopped listening to that station when I dropped your show.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's great to be back on.
I'll let all my friends know, man. I'm glad to have you back on in Tampa.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
nice
guy. Just so I can remember, what's that one point in Tampa? There's like one side of the city you can get the station 1010 on, but when you go past some bridge or underpass, I remember when we were down there.
We had lots of problems because we played a lot of interactive games in Tampa.
And I remember that we would do like the phone booth game, and then people would call us up and say, guys, you gave a location where you can't hear the station.
Right.
So
I don't know. I travel all around the area doing service, and I can hear it all over the place. I've been listening to you today, and I've been in like three counties today.
We know this run's going to be better than the other one.
Can't be worse. Thank you, my friend.
Pete, you're a saint.
I'm here, so you got your one chair at least.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye. Carrie, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Carrie.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Congratulations on coming back from your 2 weeks, vacation.
I think we're past that joke, but the congratulations on coming back.
Yeah, we'll say congratulations on being back on in Tampa, though.
Hello, Don and Mike. Joe. Oh, we got a break. Joe.
Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, man. I want you guys to set me up on a date with B.A.
Set you up on a date?
With B.A.?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Holly.
She sounds really cool.
She is. She's a very nice lady.
Yeah. Oh,
can you bring pizza?
hold on a second. I think we got a more important call here. Is this a guy that wants to give a joke on the air?
Uh-oh.
It might be.
Well, is it or isn't it?
It is, my friend.
Do we have your phone number, my friend?
I'm really not too sure. Yes.
Hold on, Joe. You got this guy's number? Because you know the drill. If you call the show and you have a joke,
yeah,
we don't allow people to tell
jokes.
Are
you confident in your joke, my friend?
I feel pretty solid.
They always do.
Because, my friend, if the joke does not pan out, we give out your phone number. Hi, Joe.
B.A. took the call. She has not gotten his number yet.
Joe. Oh, you love to rat her out, don't you?
I didn't take that. I'm just trying to dodge bullets.
I'm kidding.
It's short and sweet.
Mike, there are three pizzas with your name written all over them on the way from some guy in Falls Church, plus there's another one coming from Pizza Hut that we're paying for.
So you
can have pizza.
Why don't you pull off a slice for yourself?
Thanks, guy.
You're welcome, my friend.
You're a regular Diamond Jim.
God bless you. There you go. My friend Joe.
Yeah. Everybody's walking on eggshells today. What, Robbie?
I'm willing to guarantee this is going to be not even close to an acceptable joke.
Well, hold
even on
let
the
me...
grade of the jokes we get.
Okay. Hello, is this B.A.? Someone was just calling on the inside line.
Probably.
And she hung up. I like the same thing she did in my house.
Check your email.
Yeah, maybe she emailed me the guy's number. All right, I guess they're getting his phone number right now.
Just
ringing again. Hello?
Oh.
It rang again?
Now you got to find out who's hotlining you.
Maybe it was Yalen.
Yalen?
No, yeah, like he called during the show.
He loves to be on the radio.
Hi, this is Yalen.
I'm Yalen Line.
Come on. Hey, kids, we got to do one of these computerized breaks, so either we got the guy's phone number or we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess being as the line is just, well, hold on. Oh, gosh. How long does it take to get a joke? Get a phone number. What the hell's going on? You see line number one, Mike? Is it still lit up?
Yeah.
So there's still now it's gone.
No, I mean I'm looking on the other bank.
Probably a good joke too.
Line number one on the Telos or on the
Hello?
Radio?
Hey, what happened with that guy?
I was calling you to tell you I get it while you were talking to Joe, and I thought, well, he's not going to go to me, so I hung up, and then he went to the... Did he get the number?
He gave a fake number.
Fake number.
Okay, yeah. All right.
ABA?
Yeah?
We got any ETA on those pizzas?
30 minutes for one place and 45 for the other place.
You rock.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. No, that's the truth.
Okay.
Unacceptable. All right, thank you, BA.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Hey, oh, Beth Ann?
One last thing.
She asked. Were you serious when you said to me about that like grading new thing?
Yeah.
Okay. You got it.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Okay.
She would like me to give her a grade.
Well,
at the end of every show, mm-hmm, to evaluate her performance. Even though, trust me, I try to tell her all the time, she's a fantastic producer.
15-minute pizza equals B minus.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It was a celebration tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry fans for an evening full of surprises.
It was really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was taunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying.
What happened?
I was not expecting that. I didn't understand you, sir. Was right the first time. I think, oh, beautiful. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
You honor me by giving me gas.
Broadcasting live from downtown Dumbass, the Don and Mike Show.
Was that the pizza delivery guy?
They all look the same, Mike.
Yeah, I did you proud there.
How so?
Gave him about a 100% tip.
Way to go.
I know you like that, and I figured, you know, he brought it in. He got it here first, the pizza, and so I tipped him. I lit him up.
Mike's pizzas are here, and everything is right with the world.
Nice.
Pizza singular.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, pizza. Oh, there's only one here.
I was informed there were more on the way. Yes. You know, I certainly don't need more than two or three.
Dutch Boyd will be on in the next break. He's from the ESPN World Series of Poker.
Dutch Boyd. Doesn't he sound like a poker player?
Yeah. It's Dutch Boyd. B-O-Y-D.
Very good.
Tomorrow on the show, Stan Lee. He's the guy that invented Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to, Mike, as a matter of fact, you could probably take an hour off tomorrow.
Oh, really? And just let you go on with him? Are you going to be, he's going to be on for an hour, is he?
We have him for 45 minutes.
Good. That ought to be interesting.
Come on. I love the comics, and I love the fact that Spider-Man is just like the comic book.
I know. You're a big fan, and he's the creator, and what could be hotter than Spider-Man right now?
And also tomorrow, Chuck Barris will be on the show.
Oh, cool.
He has written a follow-up to the book Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Really? Are they going to make this one into a movie, too?
No.
Okay.
But he has written a book, and no, the answer to that is no. We asked him that, too. He, though, has written a book where he tries to answer the questions the people have asked him since he wrote the first book.
Well, there's only one question. Was he really in the CIA or not?
Well, he'll never tell. But anyway, tomorrow we'll have Chuck Barris on the show as well.
Good.
Here is another call from Tampa Bay, from Kevin. Tampa. Kevin.
Hey, you're back on. We love it.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Well, it's hard to notice because Penn 10 doesn't tell anybody anything down here. They just said Howard in the morning, sports in the rest of the day. And it's like, well, that still sucks.
Well, they just probably have not changed the imaging yet.
Right.
You know, changed the promotional announcements yet.
They'll fine tune
that. Yeah, but if we are not mentioned on that radio station, that will continue the great tradition that was on that radio station the first time we were on.
But I think this time, now, this time there's different guys, although I'm sure like all the radio guys in Tampa, they all have cowboy hats and they all have sheriff's badges.
Sure, they're all excited.
And they all drive 100 miles an hour down the road just saying, good luck if a cop pulls us over because we all have badges.
There you go, we're Radio Tampa!
But still, it's a different team this time. And what is that? What is the weasel's name who's the manager? God, I know. You know him, too, from MZQ.
Charlie Ox,
that's the guy.
Charlie, I think it's O-C-H-S.
So I bet we get some mention. Here's another call from Tampa. Here's Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Don and Mike. I am so damn happy to see you. I can hardly even drive my car. In fact, what did I say? See you. They just said this morning you were coming on. I moved to Tampa 1 year and 1 week ago, and it's been a hard year without you. Welcome to Tampa.
Wonderful. It's great to be on in Tampa.
Spread the word. We do like that. And we have, thank you, my friend. And we've I think I said yesterday, four stations. I think we have six stations signing on in 2 weeks, including a couple more where we were before. We're going back, and we're going to go back on FM this time. So thank you, Tampa.
Very exciting.
For stepping up today. If you want to go to see Macy Gray naked on the web, good luck. You don't see anything.
Macy Gray. I'm naked.
Well, now that's very close to your Fantasia.
Well, Fantasia and Macy Gray are the same thing.
We do Fantasia.
Fantasia, yeah.
Well, Rob does the Fantasia.
Oh, that's right.
Rob, can we have a little Fantasia, please?
And Macy Gray is more like that.
Yes.
There we go.
Macy Gray said that she would get naked during Elton John's concert for AIDS.
Very good.
And as a matter of fact, she did get naked, but she used a chair to cover the good spot.
Well, that's not fair.
She straddled the chair.
Was she on stage or was she in the audience?
No, she was on stage.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to invite her next time to use a bigger chair.
If you want to see it, go to the sun.com, thesun.co.uk.
Yeah.
thesun.co.uk.
Okay.
That's where you can go to see that.
Very
Hold
good.
On. Who is this? Adam?
Hey, Don.
My show. Adam, hi.
What's up, Don and Mike? Hey. How long has it been since you were number one in the afternoon?
Number one in the afternoon where? What part of the country?
Washington, D.C. How long has it been?
No, I don't know. Are you talking about in demo, or are you talking about in the beauty pageant, or what?
Well, didn't I read on our favorite DCR TV that you're number one again?
Well, we're very happy with that, but can we talk about this?
Yeah,
I'd
rather not waste time. Here's the deal. We get monthly ratings, and we get quarterly ratings, and one of the things that we've started on the show now is not talking about the ratings all the time, because frankly, who cares? You know, if you listen to a show and you know it's popular, then you feel better, which is why I would mention before that our ratings were good. Mm-hmm. Our ratings have always been good. We fluctuated between number one, and I think 1 month we were down like the 14th
place.
We were
down to 14th, yeah. Right? And then we made a big deal about that. We had buttons printed up and everything.
Yeah, but we've always been either number one, number two, or number three, and I think right now the roll of the dice is we're back at number one again. But
very happy about that.
Yeah, we're happy, but we're purposely, and it's very hard, especially for me, trying to be humble.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble.
Trying not to scream that.
Yeah, but we also know how fickle it is, because once you have a little slip, then they'll talk about that.
Right.
We're just, after this many years, it is very, very wonderful to have the track record that we've had.
Yeah. I think what I said when we announced that we were going to talk about the ratings, we'll only talk about the ratings when they're so bad that we're going to get fired.
That's it.
Other than that, we're doing great.
Assume they're good.
Okay, but yeah, you're right. We're number one right now, today. That could change tomorrow.
Amen.
Thank you, though.
God be with you.
And with you. That's more of an answer than he probably wanted.
And that's something.
We're happy. Thank you.
That's something you get at church, too. You know, God be with you. And with you.
Yeah. And also with you.
Now shake hands with a stranger. Make small talk with a stranger.
And then get right to the sink.
Kirk Douglas's son is dead. Not Michael Douglas.
No.
The other one. The other one that was always trying to get into acting.
How many sons did he have? Was it just Michael and the younger one?
Well, there was Eric Douglas. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, and Mike Douglas.
Right. Yeah. The talk show.
Not the actor. I think just the two of them. Anyway, we had a comment from Kirk Douglas on the passing. His son was found dead, drug and alcohol problems, dead inside an apartment building. Here is his dad, Kirk Douglas.
I enjoyed the movie. I thought Spartacus was better, but then I'm prejudiced.
He's all broken
That's
up.
That's an old tape. Himself. That is an old tape you're playing.
No, it's a modern tape, Mike.
It is not.
Listen to this.
Moses is probably my favorite character in the Bible.
Crying
he has weaknesses
Moses.
And strengths.
No matter how dismal
That's
the situation.
What I like in the character.
any excuse to play those tapes.
And this one's the best.
Right. Greed is good. I mean, he was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
That's
it.
That's right. So he's, oh, yeah, there's one more? Kirk Douglas has one more thing to say on this tragedy.
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career. Because Spartacus represented a man.
Uh-huh.
Wanted freedom.
Yes. He's very upset.
You know, occasionally you get tapes on this show that just endure.
Wow, they're all dropping like flies.
Well, we didn't even talk about Marlon Brando, right?
Oh, we will.
Okay.
I got it here. Right. He's been cremated.
Mm-hmm. That's a hell of a fire.
Scotty from Star Trek has Alzheimer's.
I read that.
Yeah. Yes.
That's terrible.
Do we still have the tape? Now, who's the one that said...
I can't hold the tree, Captain.
No. Who's the one that said, I listened to Don and Mike on 1300 a.m.?
That would be DeForest Kelly.
Bones. I believe, regrettably,
he has left us.
Oh, yeah, right, because this is James Doohan.
Mm-hmm.
James Doohan.
I can't hold it, Captain.
What are you doing?
Get in my belly.
Anyway, he's got the Reagan thing.
Yeah, he's 84 years old.
Right? Marlon Brando, Mike, you mentioned it. He was cremated. Oh. Private funeral service. Let's see. Jack Nicholson. We were just talking about Jack Nicholson in that movie, A Few Good Men.
Yep.
Jack Nicholson is the guy that led the funeral. Now, listen, this is the best part of the story.
Okay.
Marlon Brando left a videotape for Jack Nicholson with instructions on his funeral and a list of people that he did not want to be invited to the funeral.
You gotta love that.
Now, is that the best way to die?
Yes.
That's the best way to do it.
Because, you know, I think he, even though you can't use the Reagan thing as an example, you can see other Hollywood funerals where, you know, it's almost to be seen and to be out there and just be part of the thing.
And
so that's very cool. Do we have a list?
No. Oh, no, they don't. You know, I'm looking here now and it says that the list of not who to invite, Jack Nicholson is keeping private. Let me see. It was a lung failure.
Yeah, right.
Lung failure and everything else.
I'm having trouble with my lungs.
Can you name, Mike, for never been chewed piece of gum? And now everybody has counts with legitimate, illegitimate. Jack Nicholson has a count. How many kids did Marlon Brando father? Marlon, how many did you father?
I think,
you were a contender.
Let me throw my, I was a contender. I just, I'm going to say five. Five illegitimate kids. Look at my funeral. Look what they've done to my body. They're cremating me. I don't understand.
But don't worry, Tom Hanks is not there as you requested.
There you go. Make sure that Tom Hanks and Spielberg, I don't want them there.
No, it's 15. He had 15.
15?
Wow. 15 kids.
He did all that like when he was on Tahiti.
15 kids, and then...
Tahiti, little native girls come up and I father the kids.
Right.
Hold on, keep your voice out for one more second, because among other Hollywood stars who were invited...
Yeah.
It was a short list. It was Jack
Nicholson.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah, he's a good man.
James Garner. James Caan.
Jimmy Caan.
And James Garner.
Oh. Are you kidding me?
James Garner was invited.
Now look at the size of that fire. My God, you can see it all the way to Austin, Texas.
How funny is that?
Wow.
That James Garner got invited.
You know, but don't you get the impression those are kind of men's men that he invited to the funeral? You got Jack. I mean, those are all guys.
Yeah.
You get me a table with those guys, I'd love to party with all those guys.
Now, they're making a TV movie about Evel Knievel, and it's going to star... George, I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. He's the guy on CSI. I'm going to sound like a homo, but he's the good-looking guy on George Eads.
I guess.
Ads.
E-A-D-S. You
know, the thing about CSI is it's the most popular show on TV.
Right.
But you never learn anything.
No.
Those people don't whore themselves out and go on Letterman or Leno.
You don't see them in the tabloids.
No.
You know, they don't get a lot of press. It's amazing.
They just do their show. So anyway, this guy George, the good-looking guy from CSI, has signed on to play the role of Evel Knievel.
Very, very cool. A very challenging role. We had the pleasure of having both Evel and Robbie in here in the studio at one time. And I would say that Evel is... He's out there, man. Mm-hmm.
And Robbie, because he's excited about this TV movie, is going to jump over a row of airplanes on board the USS Intrepid. This will air live on pay-per-view on Saturday, July 31st.
So he's going to do a motorcycle jump on an aircraft carrier?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I love that guy.
To publicize the movie about his dad.
Hi, this is Evel Knievel. I'm here in Washington, D.C. with my son, Robbie. Robbie, would you ever listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara?
No.
Neither would I.
There you go. Thank you, fellas.
That would be scary. I'll watch that. Robbie Knievel has really surpassed his father as far as the motorcycle jumps are.
We got a flag. We got the guy from the poker game coming on. I just want to tell you that some dope is suing the Wayans brothers because he says he came up with the idea for White Chicks.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay. You know, if you go back, wasn't there a movie called Soul Man where there was a white kid that dressed like a brother? And even farther back, if you remember a movie that I think starred... I take it back. The movie that starred George Peppard... Or George Segal. Who's the guy I'm thinking of that was always on Johnny Carson?
George Segal.
Mm-hmm. It's where he found out he had an adopted son who was black, played by Denzel Washington.
Oh, really?
Back in the day.
And then I don't remember that movie.
And then there's the greatest... Have you ever seen Watermelon Man? I know I've talked about that
before. That's with Godfrey Cambridge. Fantastic movie.
And now that one is the original one where you take a black guy and make him white, because Godfrey Cambridge was a black guy and woke up, and they did... This is like 1969.
Right.
They did the makeup on him to make him white.
Oh, it's hysterical.
Not only was it funny, but it was like nothing you'd ever seen before.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Also, they did a bit on Saturday Night Live with Eddie Murphy. Do you remember when they dressed him up as a white guy and sent him out on the street? And he got to the bank and they were just handing him free money. And the last black people got off the bus.
So anyway.
Like, yeah, everybody's got that idea.
You know, nothing is original. So white girls, go ahead, take it. President Bush. Oh, here you go. You know, and this, we're going to talk about Fahrenheit 9/11 at some point here, because Mike's seen it, Buzz has seen it, I'm going to see it.
Right.
One thing that I've read with Republicans who are apologizing for Bush's actions in this movie, one thing that they say is that, like the shot when he, I think I've mentioned this before.
What Republicans are apologizing for his actions?
Well, they're
attacking Michael Moore is what they're doing.
No, they're apologizing for Bush saying this. They're saying, listen, he's not as savvy as Clinton, that he didn't know that every time he goes anywhere or does anything, the cameras will always be on him. And there was, and they apologized because they say there was an unwritten rule that if he was going to say, like the famous shot in the movie where he's on the golf course.
And he makes a statement about terrorism, then he says, now watch me hit this drive.
Right. Well, there's an unwritten rule in the press corps that after he says the serious stuff, they turn the cameras off.
Right.
And they apologize for Bush saying, well, Bush thought that they were going to turn the cameras off.
That's also, I mean, I didn't think that was that big a deal. No. I thought that was more funny than anything else.
Right. But apparently he does it all the time, and even now he's still doing it. Here's a quote from, what the hell is this? Vanity Fair. Not a newspaper, it's Vanity Fair. Now, this is done last week.
Okay.
So he obviously has already been pressed, you know, been prepped about meeting with the press. Don't say anything stupid.
Well, if he's going to meet with Vanity Fair, he ought to be mind his P's and Q's. You know, that's a very liberal publication.
They're going to say stuff to you. You watch what you say. Here is the quote. Okay, he's being interviewed by Christopher Hitchens. And he compliments Bush on the photo of Jenna and Barbara, the twins. Mm-hmm. And Bush says, do you have children? And the guy from Vanity Fair says, yes, I do, Mr. President. And Bush says, I'm reading this now verbatim. Bush says, do you like them? E.M., do you like them? The guy says, of course, Mr. President. Then Bush, with a straight face, says, mine are just a pain in the ass. Now, again.
Wow.
That's Bush.
Wow.
Just being Bush. yeah. And also, you're going to like this in the new Vanity Fair. They got a guy that went to college with Clinton.
Right.
And he says, yeah, Clinton never did inhale that. He was at parties with Clinton.
Right.
And that when Clinton was given a joint, he would not inhale it.
Sure.
However, Clinton forgot to mention that he used to love eating brownies and chocolate chip cookies that were full of pop.
Wow. So where was that when they needed it?
I don't know. And, okay, let's go out with a feel good.
Okay.
Oh, for goodness sakes, which feel-good do we want?
Florida, we're back on in Tampa. This is not going to be a feel-good story.
We just call it that.
Call it that. Yes. All right. What's your feel-good today?
Here it is. It's about kangaroos.
Yes.
Australians living in Canberra, Australia, have been warned to keep their dogs inside. because kangaroos have been attacking dogs.
Oh, no.
A woman was out walking her dog. There was an eastern gray kangaroo, which was 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighed 150 pounds,
mm-hmm.
came out of the bushes. The woman said, oh, look, it's a wonderful kangaroo. Stood there with her little doggy. The kangaroo leaned over, swooped it up, bit off the dog's head,
oh, dear.
And put it in its pouch, and hopped away.
Hopped away. It's dinner time. Yeah. So they're wild animals.
That's a feel. We try to find a feel-good for you.
I bet that kangaroo's name wasn't Jack.
Every day. That's the feel-good. Well, here's a call about Watermelon Man, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Bob in Baltimore. Bob?
Hello, Bob.
Where is he? Hold on. I got the wrong button. Bob. Hey, Bobby.
Is this me?
B-O-B, Bobby.
Come on now, Bob. Pick it up for us.
Bobby, Watermelon Man.
This is Joe.
Your name is Joe?
Yeah, is this Dynamike?
What happened to Bob?
Says on the screen, Bob.
What'd you do with Bob?
No, this is Joe that wants a date with B-A, and you couldn't find me before.
Hold on a second. Is this Bob?
Found him.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing, guys? I heard you mention Watermelon Man, but that was Godfrey Cambridge.
He said
back
that.
In, I think 1968-69.
I believe that, too. In essence, is what we said.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry.
What is your mom again?
I'm sorry. Oh, gosh. She's a whore.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And what city does she live in? Whore City. Thank you.
Okay.
Please listen to the show.
Now, is the other guy still on the line, too? You got
Bob.
Two guys on the line?
I was looking for the date.
Am I still here?
That would be Joe.
Joe.
Don and Mike.
Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Didn't we hang up on you once already?
No. You couldn't find me.
You want to date Beth Ann, right? Did Beth Ann pick up?
Beth Ann, would you pick up request line 4 on the digital? Can she pick that up and be heard in here? Yeah. Beth Ann, are you listening in the other room?
The other pizzas have just arrived, and there may be a distraction.
Oh,
thanks. Blame me. I didn't mean anything.
Is it true? Did you see pizzas?
Here's
right?
Beth Ann. Beth Ann is here right now.
Here she is. Hi,
Beth Ann, there's a guy that's on the phone that wants to date you.
I know. I heard. He sounds a little young.
No.
How old are you, Joe?
45.
Okay.
45. And Beth Ann, what's that you have on your hand?
I'm old. No.
What's that you have in your hand?
A pizza.
Hey, way to go. Good job.
Look at this.
What's it got on there?
How thin it is.
Hey, fantastic.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good stuff. I'm going to sample both of them. No, I don't need it in my left, darling. Thank you.
Very trying
nice.
To please.
Thank you very much. That's
Thank
great.
You.
I'm trying to please you by getting you this guy on the phone here.
I'm walking the halls to go up to my office. Everybody told me what a great job I'm doing.
See?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You're such a girl.
You sound like you're doing a great job, Beth.
Oh, would you stop with the horn dog? Get off the phone, you idiot. We got a break when we come back. The guy from the ESPN World Series of Poker.
Dutch Boyd.
That's him, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Straight.
Motherfucker! You fool, you nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it. What the fuck are you talking about? That's it. Take it back, man.
Yeah. No more. No. Not tonight. This son of a bitch all night, he chick. He tripped me.
Well, you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes. He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show. Ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
We played that tape, Rounders, for the guy from the ESPN World Series of Poker. We'll have on in a second. We love the poker. Want to say welcome back to the show today to Tampa Bay. The station used to be known as WQYK. Now it's WBZZ. Wonderful. And I know Howard starts in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And our buddies, Ron and Fez, will be on. I don't know if they start tonight or if they're on vacation, but anyway, if you like our show, you'll really like Ron and Fez's because it's our show without all the junk. I mean, like when they have a computer break on the air.
You don't hear about it.
You don't hear about it.
Uh-huh.
But we're big fans of Ron and Fez and very glad that they'll be on. I want to say WQYK, but I mean WBZZ.
Right.
Yeah, the new WBZZ.
That's
in
right.
Tampa Bay as well. All right, before we get to the update from California,
uh-huh.
which could take a couple of seconds, Let's try this guy. This guy, Dutch Boyd.
Dutch Boyd is a, is he a professional poker player?
He is an amateur, and he's gotten into the World Series of Poker. Mm. He is ranked.
Hold on.
I didn't know they had rankings.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, that's amazing. He's an amateur, but he's ranked. That means he plays a lot.
So is Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck is got a rather high rating.
Really?
In fact. Crap, I don't know where it is. I threw it away. But I do have all that stuff on that guy with the fake military ID.
Go.
Anyway, here's the email that Beth Ann got from this guy today at 12 noon, mm-hmm. East Coast time, about 5 hours ago. Okay, Beth, I'd love to do the Don and Mike show. I'm going to be a little tired, but hopefully I'll be okay. The number you guys can call me on is my girlfriend's number.
Ah.
Give me a call about 1:30 to make sure I'm up.
Okay.
Well, on the West Coast, out in Las Vegas now, it's almost 4, so let's give him a call. Let's see what's happening with...
Almost 2.
What did I say, 4?
Yeah.
Right. Well, still a half hour later.
Well,
so
he's up.
He's had his sleep.
Either way, he's up.
Well, not necessarily. If it's 1:30, to see if he's up, that means he still might be snoozing. Okay, so we're going to call his girlfriend's number to talk to Dutch Boyd.
Late night, that poker business.
Sure. Right, and I think he's ranked... hold on, here he is, Mike. He is currently in 9th place. He has 20 points thus far in the World Series of Poker, and he's won $2,640.
That's all?
Well, it's only been going on for...
I thought those guys...
2 days.
Don't they win like $1 million when they're playing that kind of...
You reached 3-0.
Hold on. Beth Ann, would you pick up and leave a message, please? Let me see. In his last tournament in May, he came in 2nd place and won $46,000. And in March, he came in 3rd in a poker tournament and won $13,000.
So, it sounds to me like he's... And, you know, it's funny when you talk about poker and you're talking about amateurs, you know, because really, when you're an amateur, I think once you get a payday, aren't you a professional?
Yeah.
I mean, if you do the circuit...
Well,
these are the questions I'd ask.
But there are guys like... Have you seen that guy, Chris Moneymaker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chris Moneymaker has a real Joe job in Alabama, Missouri,
right.
Wherever it is that he lives. He still has his Joe job.
Right.
He just goes and enters and plays in a tournament.
Well, there's like an old guy that's a dentist there that, you know, he's a dentist, but he plays too. And Ben Affleck, does he have a real job?
No. And Ben Affleck is on that, the one with, that used to have Kevin Pollak as the host, and now it has Dave Foley as the host.
And a message as a Boston Red Sox fan to Ben Affleck. I saw Matt Damon at the Oakland Red Sox game last night. Matt Damon was cheering for the team. And it's much more cool when Matt Damon's there than when Ben Affleck's there. Because Matt Damon, you know, he looks like he's just a regular fan. When Ben Affleck's there, maybe it's just because I don't like Ben Affleck, but he has that look about him that he wants everybody to see him. You know, Matt Damon's there last night. You know, he's got the cap pulled down, and he's just totally oblivious to anything. He's really super into the game. Mm-hmm. And they showed him on SportsCenter. But Ben Affleck, I remember when he's there with J-Lo, and it's just, oh, God, to be seen.
Well, don't you get that feeling, too, when you go into a theater, and now when you see an ad for a movie with Ben Affleck, I don't remember, whatever the last one he had was Paycheck, and people... start booing and making jokes.
Yeah.
Now, you go into a theater to see Spider-Man or Fahrenheit now, and an ad for the Newborn Identity movie comes on.
It looks so good.
Everybody goes, that looks cool. You know why? Because people don't hate Matt Damon the way they hate Ben Affleck.
And it looks like Matt Damon's going to have a great year. I mean, with Ocean's 12 and also the Bourne Identity, the new one, it's going to be great.
So I guess if we got the voicemail on this guy that he's sleeping now, is he... Now, I don't know if he's a degenerate gambler.
Is he out in Vegas?
Right.
Or?
Yes, he is. Hi.
Hey.
Did you pick up the line?
Did I
voicemail?
Yeah, and I had left so many other messages. I gave the, you know, the warm line number and the snow line.
All right, well.
I can make a couple of phone calls.
We know. What's your name? What's
Victor
the girl?
Tiffany?
No, what's the girl's name out there?
Jacqueline Vargas.
Jacqueline Vargas.
She's got a new name. I think she got married.
Oh.
I think she's got a new last name.
Too bad.
Jacqueline O'Mara.
That's it, baby.
All right, well, Beth Ann, let us know if Dutch Boy calls.
Okay.
Oh, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
The pizza was fabulous.
It's good, wasn't it?
Thanks so much.
Tell her the truth.
Yeah, great.
Tell her the truth.
Well, one of them was great. The one the I have to give the plug where the plug. No, I don't have to give the plug, but one of the pizzas was really good,
mm-hmm.
and one of the pizzas was, you know, not so good.
Not so good.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Well, the first one that came in was fine, and the second one that came in was not too good. How's the other one that everybody else is eating?
I haven't had any of it, Joe.
Rob, Rob was
pretty good.
Did you like
it,
Buzz?
Had a couple of slices.
Buzz seems to be enjoying it.
Yeah. All right, very good.
Yeah.
You're doing a real good job, Beth Ann.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Okay.
Right.
Capital job.
Thanks.
Except for the... Oh, Beth Ann?
Where'd she go?
She
did get that first pizza in the 15 minutes, so she gets the B-minus, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for this poker guy. You're doing a real good job. We'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Let's ask Colette about the pizza.
Hello. Dave.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
Anybody can join the World Series of Poker. All you got to do is come up with $10,000 to do it.
Okay, and
well,
right,
then how do you call somebody, and maybe I'll ask you this question, then how do you make somebody a professional poker player?
You got to go out there and lose a lot of money and win a lot of money.
Well, like for instance,
not a good answer.
Mike, haven't you heard that Gabe Kaplan is now a professional poker player?
Yeah, but what delineates that? I mean, you're talking about money, and when I think of, for example, athletes, right, you're thinking of getting paid or not getting paid, and everybody gets paid if they win in a poker match. So what delineates the amateur poker player from the professional? You can probably have a job and also be a professional poker player.
Not really, because you've got to be in tournaments, and tournaments take up so much time.
But aren't these amateurs in tournaments?
There's a lot of them. They'll take a vacation day.
I'm not really an aficionado of this, but some of the guys that I've seen, Chris Moneymaker, is he a pro, in your opinion?
Well, he's going to be considered a pro now because, you know, he won the World Series last year.
So what you're saying, if we're going with your logic, that if you win, then you're considered a professional.
Yeah, but Chris Moneymaker wasn't. I don't think Chris Moneymaker was a professional.
I'm not getting my questions answered. I'm not even remotely getting my questions answered.
Chinese dude? Or the brother, the guy that wears the basketball jerseys all the time?
The guy with the yellow, that was wearing yellow last night?
I didn't see it last night, but maybe a guy from last year.
Are you a professional poker player?
No.
Have you played in a poker tournament?
I play every week. Never played in tournaments, though.
So you've never been in a... Then what qualifies you to be an expert on this?
I'm not an expert, Mike. I never said I was an expert.
Well, see, I just wanted to make sure you admitted to that fact.
Mike, don't...
You know what you're doing? You're answering the questions like you have this knowledge.
Yeah,
you don't know authority. You don't know squat.
I follow it year in and year out. Day, you know.
I don't want to, you know, horn in on this argument, but if you followed it day in and day out, wouldn't you know the answers?
Well, I do know some answers.
Or hold on, maybe you can learn something. Let's see if we can learn you something. Here's a guy named Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
Hey, we're doing great. Tell this guy, Dave, what he's got wrong.
The difference between a professional poker player and an amateur poker player is the amateur has a job other than playing poker. That's it.
Well, now that answer works for me.
Makes sense.
That works for me if you're a professional. Mike, that doesn't work for you.
No, it really doesn't.
If the guy makes his living playing cards, he's a professional.
I think, and you're not necessarily a professional poker player, but you would be a professional gambler. And I think there are some people that actually, like that guy Amarillo Slim, make their living as a gambler.
All right, real fast, we're going to blow through a bunch of guys who
something that I'm actually giving some thought to.
On the phone, I was saying they're poker experts. Sean, or I'm sorry, Chris.
Hey, yeah, that guy was right. It's solely based on if that's your sole income is playing poker, then you're a professional poker player.
All right, thank you. Hello, Ross.
Yeah.
Hi, Ross.
Yeah, the way you make a poker player, there's a professional poker tour.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Uh-huh.
And if you're on the tour, you're a professional poker player.
That's a ridiculous answer.
Well, Ryan.
Hey, the difference between a professional poker player and an amateur is professionals do it full-time. It's your job.
All right, I think we got three people that have said that, and I think that sounds credible.
Then we'll take one more, Don and Sacramento.
Then we can maybe play a hand.
Don.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great.
Yeah, hey, I was at a tournament last year. I played with Moneymaker, and during the breaks, we were sitting and talking, and he still got his full-time job that he does.
So that means he's an amateur.
Well, according to some people, now I asked him the same question.
No. What is your opinion?
My opinion is if you have to win a major...
No. About Chris Moneymaker. Is Chris Moneymaker a professional or an amateur?
No, he's an amateur.
And you asked him about it?
Yeah, I asked him now if he considers himself a professional, and he even said no.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All I know is that this guy, Dutch Boyd...
Do we have any cards?
Amateur or professional, But, Mike, we can't play cards today.
Don't you remember when we played cards in the past?
I remember when we did, but not.
I know. You're not feeling lucky today?
No. Mike, now don't you try to bait me. I feel lucky every day. It's just there's too many computer issues that are still happening.
I understand. I thought it might cheer you up. But
I would be, and I'm in a fine mood.
I know you're in a fine mood.
I'm doing great.
I know we've done that. Didn't we do that one time where we just...
All right, I'll play you one hand of
one
blackjack.
One
hand of blackjack, winner take all.
All right.
Robbie, you got the cards?
I think Rob went out to get cards.
Yes. While Rob goes to get the cards, let me just say I'm doing this as a public service.
All right.
I love doing this in the D.C. area. And now my services are being called on in Northern California. Mm-hmm. Stockton, California. Caltrans. Roberts Spaulding is the guy that contacted us, works for Caltrans, says that all northbound lanes of Highway 99 in Stockton, California, have been closed while police try to negotiate with a man threatening to jump from the Waterloo overcrossing.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Give him your message.
Attention. Attention, man. Attention.
How do you turn this thing down? It's on the side of the handle. It's on the side of the handle.
Right here.
Okay, can you turn it down? Oh, I see. Thank you.
Oh, that's too much.
That's not the handle.
There you go.
Thanks for noticing that, Mike. Attention, Stockton, California. Man.
I still got to turn it down. Wow, okay. Yeah.
Hello, how's that? There you go, that's good.
You're talking to Bob.
Attention, Stockton, California. Suicidal man threatening to jump from the Waterloo overcrossing. This is Don from the Don and Mike radio show. On behalf of all motorists traveling on the northbound 99, they are being detoured on the crosstown freeway to Highway 4 and on the northbound I-5. Traffic is backed up for 20 miles. Hey, dummy! Jump! I dare you! Jump! You got up there. Life is too much for you. You know what you're doing now? Now you're screwing with productive members of society. The only thing that will make this backup tolerable to these people is if they know you have jumped to your hideous, bloody, gruesome death. So, for the first time ever in California, please jump, as Van Halen says, jump, or do the rap thing, jump around, or do the Pointer Sisters, jump for my love, but jump, you dummy, jump!
Bravo. Well done.
That is all. Now we will play One Hand of Blackjack.
Now back to our regular programming.
Thank you.
All right. Want me to cut the cards, Rob?
That does annoy me when someone, you know, because listen, think about all the people with jobs and their cars. They just want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
You're on northbound 99. You got a 20-mile backup because some dummy's up there threatening to jump.
Hey, you don't know what kind of computer he was working with today.
I
right?
knew it. Hey, Brian, here's a guy from California. Brian.
What's up, Doc?
Has he jumped yet?
No, he hasn't. I'm backed up on Waterloo.
This is Northern California?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you won't get any sympathy for this.
No. Come on.
Hey, jump! Do you hear this? There's a guy on the phone.
Where are you backed up in this backup with the jumper?
I'm on Waterloo Road just before the off-ramp.
Right.
Waterloo Road! Waterloo!
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. See you later. Bye-bye. Trying to do a public service. Okay, Mike, you ready?
I'm ready.
Just ahead of a phone scan.
WJFK.
Oh, my God. I was afraid to hit go.
Don't hit the green button.
No, I didn't hit the green button. Just ahead of a phone scan.
There you go.
At 877-365-3636. That'll be our next break of phone scan. Ready to play one hand of blackjack?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. One hand of blackjack, Robbie.
You want to deal? Should I deal?
What'd you do? I'm just playing Mike. One hand.
You're dealing face up, right?
Yep. Here we go.
No, you don't. No, face down. Put that in the bottom of the deck.
One hand of blackjack.
Right.
One. Mike's first card and my first card.
Right.
What is Mike's second card, which is up?
All right.
Don't we say what the second card is?
We decide whether we're going to hit or not. Do you want to? I mean, we're going to play like a regular hand, right?
Are we playing with both cards being secret to each other?
Sure, we can do that.
Well, why don't we? I like it. Hold on, turn the
re-deal.
I like it the way they do in Las Vegas, where you get one down and the other one up.
Redeal.
Okay.
I came out ahead on that one.
Why, did you have a bad hand?
At 13.
So did I.
Did you really?
I had a 7 and a 6.
That's scary that we both have 13.
What are you doing?
Are we going to deal them both up?
Just shove it. Oh, come on. It was okay. It was okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go.
Down, down, up, up.
Down, down, up, up.
Yeah. Okay. Or we can do both up.
I like the element of
all right.
Price.
Okay, very good.
First one down for both of us. Second right. Card up. Mike's card. What's the second card?
Mike shows a 5 of hearts.
And Robbie, what do I have?
Well, he has to see if he wants to hit first, doesn't he?
And then just to deal right. His
give card. Me my card first. My
jack
card up is a jack of clubs. Mike, what are you doing?
I'm going to take a hit.
What do you got? What did he get?
I break.
A jack of diamonds.
But see, now, the reason this doesn't work is if you got...
I have 19, I win.
You would have stuck anyway.
Right.
All right, okay.
So I won.
I don't know if I like that.
Why? That's how you play in Las Vegas.
But the thing is, you know, if we're playing against each other...
Yeah?
And I break, and, you know, you can stick. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I shouldn't announce that I break. That I, you know what I mean? Because it gives you an advantage. So you can hit... You can
right.
Stand on like right. A 13.
All right, let's do it one more time with both cards face down. But don't worry about shuffling.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Just both cards face down. Mike's first card down. My first card is down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see.
Each have two.
Now, what do you want? Do you want to hit or stick?
I'll hit.
Okay. This comes up, though, right?
Yes. And Mike, what is the card, Mike?
10 of clubs.
All right.
I'll stick.
Okay.
Okay. I break.
What do you have? How many?
I have 26.
I have 14.
Okay.
I won.
You knew. You knew that I did this, so you won both hands.
That's right.
More people. Congratulations.
Do you want to play one more?
Yeah,
one more. All right, one more. One more. Last one. And then a phone scan at 877-365-3636.
Yes.
Okay, that one's down. That one's down. That's down. That one's down.
I'm going to stick.
You're going to stick with the cards you have?
I am indeed.
As am I, my good man.
Very good. What do you got?
I have 16.
I have 17.
Oh, well, so you're only losing 2-1.
I'll deal him again, Rob. One more. Come on now.
This is why playing cards. We can't play cards on the radio. We really can't do this.
All right.
Now we both have 2 cards face down. Mike, what do you want to do?
Give me one.
What did you get?
2 of clubs.
Give me another one. I break.
But you're not supposed to say it.
Nah, see, now you screwed me up now, because I have 11.
Right.
And if he dealt me a face card or a 10, I'd have 21.
Yeah, I know. But it didn't matter, because we're playing each other.
Yeah, but...
You just broke, and you got mad before when you had to break.
God. Golden boy.
I'm sorry that you were not able to win on the high money slots today.
I have to be in the regular environment to be successful.
What, in a casino?
You bet, baby. I have to be in a casino environment for me to be successful.
Okay, here's one game. One game, and this would be for King of the Day.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, good.
Rob?
King of the Day game.
Don't even bother shuffling them.
Okay.
Right. We'll each just pick one card at random.
High card wins?
High card wins.
Right.
High only, right?
High card wins. Pick one, Mike. Pick any card. What did you pick? What do you got?
3 of diamonds.
Wait.
What? You can see the cards are flat, facing up. Do it again. Shuffle them again.
No. You just want to get rid of the 3.
No, I don't. No, I'll put the 3 over here then. All right. Keep them down. I could see them too. I mispicked.
Oh, so wait. Hold on.
I will hold it here.
What is your card?
Pick yours.
Okay. All right.
What's your card?
Mine's a 2.
Mine's a 5.
Congratulations.
I kind of cheated there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
sure. You really cheated there.
I did. The cops are going to get me now.
Cheated. All right. Phone scan coming up next at 877-365-3636.
You win my whole pizza.
I guess. The guy from Las Vegas will have to call in later.
Yes.
Your call's next on the rotating random phone scan. These calls are unscreened, so dial recklessly, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show. Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, phone scan lies straight ahead.
Hey, those of you who are not within, I guess, a mile of this building, you probably missed hearing the sound of me throwing a chair a moment ago. You
heard that? Through the soundproof door.
Yeah. Through the soundproof door. Yeah.
It's pretty crazy in here today.
Yeah.
A lot of new stuff. And,
Here's, if I could just give you a brief synopsis.
Yes.
Of what's wrong with the new computer system. Besides the fact that everybody in the world has to come in. The area that I work in, my side of the studio.
Yeah, not a lot of room.
It's maybe about, what is that, 4.5 feet long?
Suffice to say, it is not designed for two people.
No.
And it gets crazy when three or four people want to come in to look at the stupid computer. And then as I simply, for a moment, try to sit down in my chair, I realize, oh yes, the chair is right next to the telephone, which incidentally just like falls off the wall. Okay? The phone falls off the freaking wall.
There needs to be a redesign.
Hold on. Yes, count the screens. One screen that barely works. One screen that works.
Two.
One screen that kind of works. One screen that doesn't work at all. One keypad that does nothing. One keypad that I guess does something, but they don't have it hooked up to anything. And over here, hey, check this out. Two keypads.
Well, on Mike's side
of the board, you've got a wireless keyboard.
Wireless keyboard and another two keypads. And
not to mention the fact, and I know I'm ranting here, excuse me, it's been a long time since I've been this revved up.
I know.
This is a radio station. Do you know how you take calls? With this. With a phone machine. It's called a telephone machine. You know a great place to put this would be right here.
Next to the board.
Where the disc jockey could use it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know where they have it?
Where?
Way over here. Nothing in this studio is configured correctly, and I've managed to work fine with it for 12 years, but now because they want to go space age, they're just throwing junk in here and garbage in here, and it sucks!
Good.
It sucks.
That needed to be said.
It sucks! This computer sucks! I don't give a goddamn rat's ass if the computer says, Strayer University's going to run next. You know, for 12 years we worked here with these tapes, these 8-track tapes. Here's how it works. You put it in, you press the button, and it plays. But now with the computer, you got 20 people that got to come in during the commercial and point and click and go, if we move this element here.
You know, seriously, when you're looking at this, you have 4 computer screens. You have 3 full-size computer keyboards.
And I would not complain.
I mean, here's the deal. That's fine. If there's a place for them, but there's not.
Right. And, Mike, I wouldn't even complain. It's not a place for them. I wouldn't complain if they did anything. For instance, what are these keyboards
that
for?
That is a great question. I'd love to have that question answered.
What are these keyboards for?
I don't know.
And then what about the keyboard on Mike's side? And what about this keyboard over here that's just on a stick?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not kidding about that. No, on a
not.
Stick.
It's true.
On a stick. Not to mention the fact the board work, you know, I run the jingles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded a little loose today because after 12 years, they changed everything overnight. Everything. And it's not even color-coded so a retard like me can figure it out. The colors that we have are red, green, and yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The new colors that we have on the new things are pink, teal, black, purple, blue, gray, deep green, forest green, blood red, light red, and oh yes, for a Grateful Dead fan out there, just a touch of gray. Jesus. You know, I mean, the other shows...
I have a question. When this stuff gets finally installed, are they going to clear some of this stuff out?
No! No! No, because the way that they've wired this radio station... Listen, I'm sorry. I'm losing it here. Here's the thing. We were just gone for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All of these tests that they're running today...
During the show.
...that they're doing during the show...
Mm-hmm.
Where the frig were you guys for 2 years... They've been planning this for 7 years.
Right.
But where were you for the 2 weeks that we weren't here? And why is it on this station, when you only have... 10 hours a day. You've got our show, Ron and Fez show, and El Jefe. The only shows that actually use this stuff, everything else is syndicated from out of town.
Why are you not coming in here screwing around like during the Bill O'Reilly show? How come you're not figuring out how this stuff works then? How come when we get in here, that's when you got to figure it out?
It does seem like that's when it happens.
And today's been just the friggin' worst. I apologize. I've tried not to complain. I've tried not to whine. This stinks. This stinks. And I'm tired of everybody coming in here and looking at this goddamn screen like it's the first time you saw Pong. You know, people really are coming in going, oh, that's beautiful. And even Rob, who I love, you know, my best friend, even Rob said to me a minute ago, hey, look what I found. Hey, look, it's a touch screen. So he can touch the screen and make it turn a different color. You know, BFD. Jesus.
Well, you know, I think...
You know, you just don't know behind the scenes how tough it's been to put the goddamn show on the air today. And they're all sitting in the back room right now having a good laugh. Oh, listen to him doing that. Listen to him. Oh, he just can't control himself.
Yeah, it'll always be the same thing.
Yeah, right, because I'm not a professional.
Yeah, it's always going to be the same old hot-headed Don. There we
go. I got more professional in my underpants than you've got in your entire body. Any one of you dumb, idiot engineers out there that incidentally has got this set up for a station that plays records. We don't play records. The software that we have doesn't work on a talk station. We are a talk station. And why is there no room for talk? And by that I mean there's no counter room. There's no room to write anything down.
Right.
You know, I'm lucky that I can look at my partner Mike and look at him in the eyes, what with all of the useless computer screens around.
Hey, they put one more in. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Whew. Boy, do I need a chill pill.
Well, that's good. I mean, but it's good because you got it out of your system and it needed to be said.
And everybody, stay out of here. Stay out. During the whole show, stay out. You want to see how it works? Get out of your bed tomorrow morning and come in during Howard's show because he's not here. There's just some guy running the board. You know, don't come in now when Mike and I are trying to make our living and come in here and look at the pretty colors. Ooh, isn't this great? I got news for you. It's not great. It stinks. It stinks on ice. And I'm just waiting for this thing to crash. Because it's going to crash. I know it is.
It's going to crash out the window.
No. I'm not going to have to. Because they've slapped it together with wires. I mean, and not the right kind of wires. I mean, they've just kind of gone, oh, red one? Oh, I get that one. That might go in this hole.
Do you know what I was thinking during this entire show today? And I know I'm going to sound like an old fart when I say this, but.
What a jerk I am.
No, I was thinking about record players. I really have been very, very nostalgic during the entire show and thinking about how, you know, in a simpler day without all of this stuff, that's really not designed to help us necessarily as much as it is to help the people behind the scenes, which is really what it's all about.
You know, I work on...
That's what it's for. I mean, really, correct me if I'm wrong. This system...
It's not to help us.
First and foremost is to aid in the efficient playing
of commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But even that they've managed to F up because... It's not like you just hit the green go button and it goes. They're still coming in here during every break. Everybody's coming in, looking at it, moving things around, pointing and clicking, having a good time. Well, go home and play Doom or play Vice City.
Is there a touch screen for you to, you know, like a software you would have for a talk show where you can hit a touch screen to take your calls?
Of course there are. Mm-hmm. Not here. You know what we have
here? No, I'm saying, is that here?
No, they don't have that here.
I was actually asking kind of a rhetorical question.
Again, and I know I'm being redundant, but I'm going to try to explain this.
Mm-hmm. You'd normally play along with that, you know, that I was asking a question I knew the answer to. You're just so hot-headed.
You're just so pizza-y. Yeah. You want your pizza so bad.
Yeah, I see. Everything really technically done when I get in my car tonight. Everything is really going amazingly well for me today.
For you.
But I'm looking over at this, and I'll tell you, I can see it from here. You know what it looks like? It looks like if you go in the back room at a Circuit City, and they've got, or a computer store, and they've got... We have too much. It's a question of consolidating this equipment.
And the control board that I'm working at, as I look at it, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 different inputs, not to mention the 20 phone lines that we have. I got no problem running this. I've pretty much memorized it in my head. I can do it with my eyes closed, except that today they changed everything around.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't want to get totally technical on your ass, but one of the faders that we have that used to be for phone calls or tapes or whatever we wanted has been taken away now so that we can listen to commercials in queue. Do you understand? They've taken away one of the electronical entrances on this control board where we could have played sound effects or taken extra phone calls.
Why do you need to listen to commercials in queue?
That's my question.
And incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, queue is usually designed to listen to something when something else is going on the air in order to need to. It's so hard to explain.
Yeah,
you know, but to listen to commercials in queue, you have to be listening to them while the show was going on.
Today, I've just had it, and everybody's so happy about this. Everybody that doesn't have to be in here doing the show is so happy to go. Oh, look at all the bright lights.
Very
look at
pretty.
All the. Isn't it pretty? Let me. And could we get 15 or 20 more people during the next commercial set to come into this very small area that I have to work and come in with your bad BO and your bad breath and lean over me and try to push buttons and then try to figure out how come something's not working?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that that was also the problem.
Part of the problem.
Yeah, there is.
That there was BO over
there. There is
also
a BO factor.
That's unacceptable.
Well, I think it's from the engineer.
No.
I think he's feeling.
Oh, God.
No, I think he's feeling a lot of pressure
feeling
today.
Feeling the pressure today?
He's feeling a lot of pressure today. I
haven't checked Rob's pits, have
I'm
you?
Very sorry. Says,
Rob's always a very sweet-smelling man.
Rob smells great. Listen, I'm sorry. I just want to say, again, this is half-assed. Like everything this place does, this is half-assed. You know, they redid these studios
well,
3 years
I'll tell you what
ago.
What it is. What it is to do this properly, you gotta blow it up.
Oh, but
and
you know
got to do it from scratch, and you got to put the furniture in here and the console. You got to do it that way.
No, that would cost money.
Yeah,
that would cost money. Why not just? And do you know how we get our equipment around here? And this I'm not kidding you about. When another station in the Infinity Broadcasting Empire has a piece of equipment that they're going to throw away because they're getting something new, they send it to us.
That's how we get it.
Mm-hmm. Like this beautiful Media Touch system that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? And I'm not making this up. Even though it's not working right today. It's already antiquated.
Mm-hmm.
There's already 3 or 4 versions that are out on the market that are better than this. But we don't have the good one because we don't want to pay the freaking money for it.
It's an equipment graveyard. We have 8 reel-to-reel decks in the hall upstairs.
We do.
All other Infinity.
Reel-to-reel tape machines.
Yeah. Circa 1970.
You know, listen, I'm sorry. I'm never going to be able to explain this. I realize I just sound like a jerk screaming. And maybe you get some entertainment value out of that.
We're having a little equipment trouble today.
I don't know. All I know is it's very tough to put this show on today because of the goddamn computers. You know, I was fine. Everybody was fine with the way it was before. But we know we had to. And why is it that we have to be computerized? Why?
They're not making the carts anymore.
They're not making cartridges anymore.
That's the reason.
That's the reason. Well, then why don't we buy the right stuff? Why did we, if we're going to do this, why did we just get the right software?
Money. And install it correctly.
Cheaper to get the other stuff.
And,
reach
you know,
it.
Right.
It's organized.
Anyway, okay, that's it. It's out of my system. It's been a long time since I've had a good,
yeah, but when you know what you
fit.
I found it very enlightening when you picked up all the pieces of equipment that are in here. Piled.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like an Emeril Lagasse show. You know, he piles everything, just like Buzz used to tell me.
Yeah.
He piles his food.
Stacks it up.
I wish I had some room to set out some notes. I wish I had some room just to be able to correctly run the equipment. But I can't, like, for instance, here's my newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where I can put my newspaper.
There is no space.
I'm talking about a freaking newspaper. A freaking newspaper. You know where, here's a good place for it? In the garbage. I can't put it over here because, oh, there's a keyboard here.
Right.
What does this keyboard do?
Nothing yet.
What about this one?
Nothing yet.
What does this one do? Nothing.
Nothing yet.
But don't worry, this is going to revolutionize this station. Ah, kiss my ass. Jesus Christ. It's like everything in this world that we live in. Technology is great, but it's still... Hey, I urge you to check out the movie I, Robot with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mike...
Yeah, no.
The fact that you're stroking that keyboard.
Be nice to the keyboards.
You know what that is, Mike, to me?
You know what? I just realized that I had this close to my face. Have you taken a... I'm going to vomit. Look at this keyboard.
That is another useless keyboard that's just taken up space in this studio.
Did we ever work at a radio station where they would clean things, too?
No.
Clean keyboards?
No. But as I count the equipment around here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, I see at least 13 things within eyes of, looking at and within hand, within reach to touch with your hands.
It's a junk pile.
13, yes, this is like Fred Sanford's place.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, who's running this place?
The irony is everything's in your way, but nothing's convenient to touch.
Yeah,
and
perfectly
said. And they've asked me all along, how would you like the studio set up? You know the one thing that I said? If you're ever going to go to touch screen, it would be really great if you could put it right over here to my right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm right-handed.
Right-handed, next to the control board. And frankly, if you're looking at the way this is set up, that's where you've got the most counter space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
you know the way they ought to be you know the way those things ought to be mounted? They ought to be mounted just the way they are on a television set. You ever see the way those monitors are done on a television set where they stick out about a quarter inch?
Well, no. What they've done here is they've taken the monitors that eventually will be used for our sound effects, and I don't believe that, but they've taken them, and if I wanted to, for instance, play a sound effect,
mm-hmm.
I would have to move all the way over here.
Yeah, you can't stand right. Mike and do it.
Then I would have to go top, bottom, up. I mean, then listen.
No,
I'm
human
sure,
engineer.
I'm sure eventually I'd learn the buttons, mm-hmm. but the point is, it just ain't convenient.
No.
I'm standing in front of the microphone trying to run my mic, Mike's mic, Rob's mic, Buzz's mic, all of the telephones. All
Wendell,
the
Wendell, Wendell.
Wendell.
Winner!
Wendell.
Wendell, I'm kidding, of course. I always do that to you.
Listen,
of course, today... Is he here today?
I don't know.
Haven't seen
huh?
him.
I don't know.
He's not? Oh, good. He'd be having a meltdown right now.
I don't know. I just know that this is impossible. I'm sure I'll get over this. I'm sure that I'll adapt and I'll assimilate to this and learn how to work with it. But for right now...
Well, once they get rid of those machines, right?
Well, no, Mike, these machines are never going. These are the
monster. Machines and the CD machines over there.
Hold on, you mean this?
Yeah, are they going to get that out of the way?
No, they're not.
Oh.
Because just in case the computer ever crashes,
mm-hmm.
they have to keep the old system around.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Am I making any sense here
yes.
to anybody who's listening?
I think so.
About, imagine yourself working, the only thing I can equate this
to. It appears to be you working in a junk pile.
Yes, and I'm like an air controller, not to make more of what I do, but I got like 8,000 buttons to press. In one day, they've
and
moved...
And you're talking at the same
they've
time.
They've moved
yes.
all the buttons, they've moved all of the machines, and I wouldn't bitch if it worked!
Mm-hmm. Can I add one thing to that?
What?
I could use an inch or two more room back here. Just to get the chair into full recline.
Okay.
Right.
All right, I'm sorry. I don't have an out on this. I don't have a funny out on this. I'm just frustrated beyond frustration.
I have one.
All right, go.
Pizza. There's still some pie over here.
And you guys hear me in the other room? This stinks!
There.
You guys suck! What retard! Pardon me?
That's okay. Go ahead.
What retard?
Thought you were
designed
done.
This studio. Let me open the door.
He's going over to open the door now.
It is like running the cash register and making the fries at the same time.
Sucks! Hey, Canadian, get your ass in here and get these computers out of my goddamn studio. And your country. Sucks!
Now, there's no need for that.
Yes, there is.
That's uncalled for.
International incident.
Okay.
We're going to have... Well, if they weren't going to invade before, they're going to invade now.
Okay. All set.
All right, did you get it out of your system?
Yeah. I feel good now.
You think it's going to do any good?
No.
No.
No. No, but it's either that or go home tonight and fill that sock full of BBs. You know, and God
better
knows,
to let it out here.
And God knows she might be spoiled, but I love her, and she doesn't deserve a sock full
she
of
does,
BBs.
No, she does not. It's good that you got it out here.
She didn't do this.
She really doesn't. Okay.
There we go. We're fine now. Everything's fine.
That's it. I'm done yelling about the equipment, and I'm sure that they will take this as constructive criticism.
Oh, yes, it breaks before the end of the show.
Oh, listen, I am not going to break anything because they would like nothing better.
Yeah, to charge it to your account.
They,
yeah. Then we get the new software on your credit card.
That's right. You bet your ass we would. Oh, we're a big-time national syndicated show going into all of these other cities. Jesus Christ. This is embarrassing. Mike and I have been in some of our affiliates, real small markets.
Wichita.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe some of the equipment around the country. And listen, we don't need anything fancy like Star Trek. Just give us some stuff that works.
But also carve it in here the right way.
Uh-huh. They'll never do that. They will never do that because it's going to cost a few pennies to redo a studio. Everything that they do here is half-assed. Everything they do is half-assed. It's how can we do it on the cheap? How can we make it appear that we're moving up into the current century? But how can we do it so cheaply that the company will never notice we're spending any new money?
I'm just looking at a lot of wires.
Lot of wires.
A lot of exposed wires.
Yeah. And speaking of that, may I just ask, this hole over here, what's up with this hole and all these wires?
Well, it's because of the wire to run through.
Yeah, but Buzz, normally, wouldn't you run the wires underneath the console?
That would be a way to do it and still allow for counter space.
Yes, but see, what we have here...
I don't think it would look as pretty.
We just have a giant hole.
Hey, and what is that monitor speaker over there? What is that?
This one?
What is that?
I don't know.
What's that for?
What is this, Rob?
At least in the old days, that was the pre-delay of the Howard Stern show.
Yeah,
I don't know if they still use that or not.
I got one in here, too.
Yeah, they're heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very heavy. It's just another piece of junk in
What's
here.
That behind the pre-delay speaker? I'm just kidding.
Oh, all right. I'm glad you're having a good time.
It's a roll of toilet paper. That's what I was referring to.
Hey, I see it. All right. Now I feel stupid. Now I've yelled like a baby for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, but you know what?
They're really behind you around here.
Yeah, I know they are. I know they are. And I spilled my soda.
Not badly.
Like it matters.
Not badly, hopefully.
Like it matters on this floor.
Didn't get it on the keyboards, did you?
No, I did not, Buzz. Okay. Absolutely.
Hey, believe me. I say, if you got it on the keyboards around here, it would make soup.
What are the odds that you could spill something and not get it on a keyboard?
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Now I've got that all out of my system, and good. The new stuff is ready to go. And now we got to play commercials again. But thank God those are going to run smoothly.
Hey, but guess what? You get to hit your new go button.
The green button. The green go button.
And then have some pizza.
No, I don't want any pizza.
Okay.
You know what I want? I want a big, big, big glass of vodka.
Do you want one of your fishbowl margaritas?
Tonight I would love it. Somebody called Tequila Mockingbird up in Ocean City and told them.
You can complain about the equipment all you want, but at least we're underneath the state-of-the-art modern lights. Track-like lighting designed from Playboy After Dark.
It was good in the 60s.
The track lighting designed by Burt Bacharach.
You know what you're going to say on our tombstones? Died of asbestos poisoning. Really? Don and Mike.
Uh-huh. My God.
Okay, that's it. Bitch session over, at least for right now. Or should I say, excuse me, to quote Mike, pep session over.
Pep talk over.
Pep talk over.
Bingo!
I'm sorry, everybody was waiting to get on the phone with the phone scan. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. What are you looking at now? What do you do? What do you do? Now... Now, Mike.
That was my protest.
Now, Mike, there was no need to rip that sign off the wall.
I just stomped on the sign for WJFK. Hey, because, you know, that's quality, too.
It's put up with Velcro.
What?
It's put up with Velcro.
There it is.
Of course it is. Upside down. All right. That's it. This is a great place. I love this. I love this place. You know, I was very happy with it. Even though I complained about it continually.
I know.
I was very happy and comfy with the other equipment.
You knew it. You know.
And I didn't mind that they were going to change. An upgrade is good. I'm all for change, even though it freaks me out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like today. It's done, but it's not done.
Half done.
It's like, if it's half done, why are you putting it on the air during our show? Put it on when it's all done, you fat, incompetent, moron Canadians. Okay.
You know what?
What?
Earl Weaver would be proud of you. You know how Earl would always, like, start the argument, then he'd walk back to the dugout, and then he'd come back on.
The same way.
And he'd come back to the ump, and the people would the people would go nuts.
Yeah.
God, we gotta play that tape someday.
I feel the same way. Every time I keep trying to go to break, I think of something else. I just look at something else.
It's like Earl going back to the dugout, then he thinks of something else he wants to say.
I love that.
And incidentally, just one other small note.
Yeah.
With all of this beautiful technology we have.
Right.
The clock on the computer doesn't work!
That's not good.
You would think you could get a goddamn analog clock to work.
I would think so, Earl.
Okay.
Jerry time.
Now I'm calm. Now we'll break.
Maybe.
No.
Maybe you are, maybe you're not.
No, I am. I got it. I got it. It's been a long time since I've erupted like that.
Any other thoughts?
See, you know what you are?
An enabler?
Yes.
Only
you
when
are.
I only when I totally agree with you. Only when I don't think it's enough.
So when we come back, we will take some of your phone calls.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Okay, because I think I can figure that out. Of course, to take phone calls, I'll have to take the telephone, which, incidentally, they've got all the way over here
by the window,
which makes a lot of freaking sense, and I'll have to grab it and all of the wires like I've done for the last 4 years to come over here and
put it
right there on top of other buttons just so we can... Do you understand that?
It's a mess.
The telephone. The buttons to answer the telephone...
3.5 feet away.
Are way over here.
Yeah.
Every day I gotta move them way over here. And I don't mind moving them way over here.
It's not that big a deal, is it?
Sorry,
enabler. You needed an out.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Hello! La, la, la. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
Okay.
Scan time.
Gotta be fast. We're
rapidly getting into Buzz's news time.
We are.
877-365-3636. Your telephone calls.
Man, I feel full. I really do. I feel. Anybody have a Tums?
Yeah. I'm full of it. I'm not full. I'm just full of it.
Do you have any kind of antacid or all?
Not today. No.
Hello. Don and Mike, phone scan. Hello.
Hey, what happened to Secret Sound?
Secret Sound is coming back as soon as we can figure out a bunch of sounds.
It's in the computer.
Okay.
No, actually, it's a great contest, and we are bringing it back soon.
I can't wait.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
Digital
you.
Digital Secret Sound.
What?
Digital Secret Sound.
Yeah, and that means every sound will be a clicking sound.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, phone scan. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I was just thinking, you guys should come to Buffalo soon for one main reason. The bars are open until 4 o'clock in the morning.
There you go. What is that? Is there a better reason than that?
Is that every night of the week?
Yep.
Oh, what a town. Can we go?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
My boy.
Hey, howdy.
Hey, I got a real simple solution to your problem with all the new computer stuff.
Yeah.
Just do what Elvis did when he saw Robert Goulet on the TV.
Trust me, you know, Mike said to me during the break, he said, I'm surprised you just didn't pick some stuff up and start throwing it around.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's so much stuff, seriously, and that's why I was kind of enabling, because it is legit. It's not a question of the computers as much as all the stuff that's piled up in here and all the wires that are here, and things are just, you know, nothing's designed. Everything is just laid in here.
And then, like always, I guess the main message I'm trying to get across here is that there was zero thought put into somebody, whether it's me and you and Ron and Fez or anybody, doing a radio show and just trying to take phone calls and play sound effects. All of that has been forgotten. The priority is to make sure that the computer plays the commercials. And that's a fine priority to have. I don't have a priority with that.
Right.
But the point is, it's totally turned the whole studio upside down, and it was already upside down to begin with.
And not to mention a good bucket of paint and maybe some cleaning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Turn your radio down, sir.
You're on the air.
I am?
Yep. How did you like it?
I like everything. What are you talking about?
I was just asking how you liked being on the show.
Because it's over now.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
This is your computer operating system, the HAL computer, Commodore 64, circa 1983.
Now, if you're going to do HAL, I do HAL, and you have to do HAL the right way, right? Hello, Don.
Hi,
Don't
Hal.
Get mad at me, Don.
Everything's
it's not my fault.
Fine.
It's Wendell Holmes' fault, Don.
Yeah, Wendell Holmes. Wendell Holmes. Thank you, comedian.
That's his brother. Porno name, though.
Wendell Holmes.
Yeah. You know, and just to clarify,
everything's going to work out fine, Don.
I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt. And I'm not mad at the computer stuff. My point is, if I could say this.
You're not going to disconnect me, are you, Don?
Say this very calmly.
Yes, Hal.
In this studio that we're in, it's a small studio to begin with, and they just keep piling junk on top of junk.
They don't really remove anything. They just add.
And the problem is none of the junk works.
Mm-hmm.
None of the junk works 100%. Some of the stuff works 75%. Some of the stuff works 30%.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody seems to give a rat's ass.
What are those reels of tape for up there? What is that roll of masking tape up there for?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What are those notebooks up there for?
Nothing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What you bitching about? You only got 4 years left.
Hey, tell me. Not like I'm counting the days on a calendar, but I want those 4 days, those 4 years to be happy years.
Yeah, and I hope all my trips to Atlantic City go well during that four-year period.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's what I'm counting on.
Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, man, just wanted to say welcome to corporate America. You're living in what the rest of us has been doing for years.
That's true.
But well, I don't think it's good for you to hold back. I don't have a real good feel for how you feel about your computer system.
Yeah, he's right.
What that guy's saying is I think everybody, especially in this age of downsizing and exporting our jobs overseas.
And I'm glad to hear that. Maybe you can relate to this in some way if you're out there. If you've had just a bass backwards manager who doesn't want to really get into the computer generation, doesn't really want to upgrade, just kind of wants to do it half-assed. You know, it's like, I imagine if they were going to videotape a station presentation, they'd probably do it with beta.
Yeah.
At this point, they'd probably do it with beta.
Well, here's the deal. You know what the deal is? The value of radio stations and the way they're determined, it has nothing to do with the physical plant, really.
No.
It's not like somebody is going to come in and buy this radio station or put value on this radio station because the facility is so nice. The value of this radio station is the product that goes out on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are sending this product over the air. But as far as I was saying this to you a moment ago, when we get a guest that comes in here...
Oh. This is silly.
It's embarrassing.
This is silly. This is technically a national nationwide show.
A regional nationwide show.
Regional, coast to coast.
And look what we have in here.
Hello, Don
and
Mike.
It's like bringing someone, seriously. It's like saying, okay, you're going to be on a talk show. No, it's not Letterman. It's not Leno. But what we're going to do is we're not shooting it from a studio. We're shooting it from an Airstream trailer.
Garage.
And incidentally, we're not using real cameras. It's going to be like the old time where they just draw your picture.
Right.
And then eventually do flip cards.
But it's great because our cables that hang all over the place, at least they're red.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well. Thank you.
I got to tell you, I'm a relatively new listener. I'm up in Northern California. That guy is still on the bridge. And I got to tell you, the atmosphere, it's a lot like Disneyland.
Uh-huh. The carnival.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever you say.
No, he hung up.
Goodbye.
Hey, doesn't matter. Hey, guy in Disneyland. Hey, now that's a ride I'd pay to see. Someone, Michael Eisner, jumping to his death off the haunted honeymoon, a hotel thing.
Yeah, but take your life. Please.
Take your life.
Jump! Jump! I got news for you, pal. After this show, I'm thinking about flying out to Stockton and jumping off with you.
Jump. Just go ahead and jump. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hi, Surf. Oh, and speaking of jump, my kid went to see Van Halen.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, how was that show with Sammy Hagar?
That's what I was going to get to. He said that Sammy Hagar did all of the David Lee Roth songs.
Right.
And that the opening song was Jump.
Yep.
And that Sammy Hagar kicked ass.
Wow. Yeah, Sammy, you knew that tour was going to be great.
Surprise.
Man, I wish I could see that tour. They're not coming back around here, are they?
Nope, that was it.
Damn it.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, congratulations on your vacation. That was great.
Okay. We've moved past that now, haven't we? That joke is like how many months old?
I believe so. It might be the computers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Steve from Toronto.
Hi there.
Sounds like you got some broken Canadians there.
Yeah, you bet your ass we do. And I've seen that guy sheepishly walking up and down the hallway, giving me the evil eye. I know he's out there talking to people going, boy, that guy...
Hey, he doesn't have anything to do with the piles of crap that are in here.
No.
No, but who's to say that he couldn't clean this place up? I mean...
Well, that's not his job. He's the computer geek.
Yeah, but here's what I mean. Not clean, like, physically dust and stuff, but, like, how come a guy who's a computer expert doesn't come into a studio like this and say, you guys... are idiots with like 8 keyboards that don't do anything,
right,
and computer screens in bad places. How come the guy doesn't have the common sense? I mean, I'm not here as an advocate for feng shui.
Right.
Okay? However,
human engineering. You know,
Doesn't anybody ever watch, like, Trading Spaces or While You Were Out?
Why don't we hire the Trading Spaces people?
Would I like to, especially Paige Davis.
Baby.
Don and Mike show.
There's room for her over here.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Nothing works here. I've been here for 20 years. The phones don't work. They're too far from the computer. Nothing works here.
Yeah. Amen, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, really, you'd have to be, to work all this stuff and do a tight, bright radio show, mm-hmm. you'd have to be Doc Ock.
Yeah.
You would have to have,
the eight arms going.
Because things are so far away. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi
Welcome
there.
Back.
Thanks.
And then all our upper-level management would be dead.
Hey, you know that overpass in Stockton's only 15 feet high. How hard is the guy going to get if he jumps?
Are you kidding? Is it really only 15 feet?
Yeah, it's a regular overpass.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't somebody just push him?
That's what I was thinking.
All right, thank you. Don't get any closer, I'll break my leg. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
I got a funny story for you.
What?
I got a funny story for you and a warning to your listeners.
All right.
Okay, if you did, I was at my buddy's house in Minnesota.
We lost that call.
I think that was, speaking of dumb, I believe some quick-thinking individual used another piece of technology.
You know, we're back after vacation, and perhaps we don't have the same sensibilities that we have when we went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we can't say that now?
Not repeatedly, certainly.
Well, anyway, that's another great technical advancement that I'll tell you about here.
Mm-hmm.
When someone hits the dumb button, when somebody says something dirty, like I guess I did on the third floor, rather than give us the option to just continue with the show and delete that call, they shut down all the telephones.
So
if we're doing a phone segment, we can't take calls because the whole system is now shut down.
Here's Joe.
Hi, Joe.
You see, you can take your trash to the dump.
Yes, Joe.
But you can't take
Joe.
Right. Thank you, Joe.
Trash. Thank you. And isn't it sad when Joe has to explain the rules to us?
Yes, very interesting.
Who's this? Hello?
Hey, it's B.A.
Hi, B.A.
Yeah, I dumped them.
Okay. That's all right.
Sorry about that.
I know, you guys are doing... Don't be sorry, you're just doing your job.
Okay.
Doing your job.
Bye.
She's had a tough day, too.
Well, Kenji's had a great day. She's got at least a C-plus going today. Hello. No, Rob wrote C-minus. I think she's got at least a C-plus.
Okay, it was a B-minus when the pies got here.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
I just wanted to say thank you for making it to Tampa.
Hey, we're very glad to be on in Tampa.
Oh, what an awful show for Tampa Bay to hear for the first show back.
Hey, but they know us down there.
What an awful show this is. God,
I've been listening to you guys since Wava.
It's like inviting guests over to your home, then coming down naked, drunk, and just saying, what are you doing in my house?
That's wrong. Yeah, but that can also be entertaining.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, I'm calling from Sacramento.
Right on.
Hey, I've been sitting here 55 minutes wondering why I'm on hold, and I just remembered I'm sitting here in traffic because this jackass is on a 15-foot bridge.
Sir, I've gotten on the bullhorn and asked him to jump.
Mm-hmm. Don's done his bit, sir.
That's all I could do. I did that. I yelled about the computers, helped Mike get his pizza today.
Absolutely. You've been giving and giving and giving.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is the secret sound a stapler?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
O'Mara.
What?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, that's nice.
And I'm calling from Stockton.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Hey, that's the end of the phone scan today.
Yes. Thank you all very much for calling in.
The guy's used the F word.
That's about all we'll have for you today.
Shouldn't he win something? He's the last caller.
Somebody will. Hello, Don and Mike. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, hi. Listen, you're going to win something. What is your name?
My name is Jamie.
Jamie, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Jamie, what'd you call about?
I wanted to say hi. This is Ward Cleaver. I don't like that you sent me a pizza at my house today. I couldn't afford it.
What are you talking about? What are you doing here?
I was going with the pie pizza delivery today with Ward Cleaver.
Don, you can't possibly give him a prize.
All right.
Negative. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Brandon from Kansas.
Yes, hi, Brad.
I was talking about the ad for the two kayaks.
No,
yeah.
Now, are you talking about the kayaks my wife bought like 8 years ago?
Yeah, do you still have them?
Brandon from Kansas.
And you're the last caller on this phone scan. Congratulations. You have won an exclusive Don and Mike logoed sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls, courtesy of Golfdom. Plus, you've got the complete second season of 6 Feet Under on DVD. That is courtesy of HBO. Vladio, thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks, Don and Mike.
Thank you for listening. Now, let me make sure if I hit the right one. There it is.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Guy's still there.
I mean,
yeah,
hold on. Yeah, okay. go ahead. You want to ask Buzz what the lead story is?
What's the lead story, Buzz?
Breaking news today, Brandon. Murder at Sam Donaldson's ranch.
Ooh. Human or animal,
sounds
Buzz?
Good.
Humans.
Mr. President.
Humans. All right. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments coming
on
up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. We almost made it through this one.
Come on.
And, now you on the phone there. Hold on, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Mike, that was very
professional.
Yeah, right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They're garbage cans, Don and Mike.
All right, here we go with Buzz's news now. Buzz brought to you by Viramax, world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctors without a clinically tested number one because it really works. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. I just had a wonderful, awkward moment back there with the Canadian guys.
Oh, dear.
I hope you didn't accuse him of attacking the country.
No. As a matter of fact, I said to him, don't take what I say personally.
Right.
Because you've been brought in late on this. I said, isn't this the worst design studio you've ever seen?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, you know, begrudgingly has to admit, well, yes, but it's like he says it, but he doesn't want anybody to hear him saying it.
Of course.
You know, I said, like, can you explain to... Oh, never mind. I'm going back down that same road again.
Don't. You don't need to.
I'm not going down there again. Here you go.
Cherry time.
Yeah, how about a little chroma key?
So, Buzz.
Yes.
So, Buzz, someone's dead at Sam Donaldson's house.
Several someones. Police are reporting a triple murder at a ranch owned by ABC newsman Sam Donaldson.
So Sam wasn't there.
No. They say Donaldson's not a suspect and has been cooperating with police.
He hid the gun under his toupee.
He and his wife apparently discovered the bodies on one of their three ranches when they returned from a trip. The ranches are located near Roswell, New Mexico.
Aliens?
Hey, right.
Sam Donaldson? Vulcan?
Has anybody ever thought about that he lives by Roswell?
I never knew it was that close to Roswell.
No coincidence.
Coyotes and aliens.
The dead include one man and two women who have not been publicly identified, pending notification of their next of kin. In a statement, Donaldson says he's shocked, but that he's been asked by authorities not to comment any further.
They're not of this world.
There's not any chance that the people visiting the ranch worked for Infinity Broadcasting, is there? That maybe they were in the engineering department?
Yeah, and they were hearing you talking about the way the studio's configured.
Oh, would that be
dot,
great?
Dot, dot.
Would that be great?
There have been a lot of closed-door meetings lately between the judges and the lawyers in the Michael Jackson case, and Roger Friedman at Fox News thinks he knows why. He says it's all about an audio tape that he says could help Michael Jackson beat the current charges against him.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's jackal.
He says it's all about this tape, that it's a tape of a private investigator who interviewed Jackson's alleged victims on about February 20th. Yeah. On that tape, reportedly, the boys emphatically say there was nothing sexual about their relationship with Michael. Jacko's camp also says the kid's dad was there at the time and did not object to any of the questions.
Buzz, we have the tape.
Oh, good.
I've got your picture.
Jerry Todd.
I've got your picture. I'd like a million of you all around my cell. I want the doctor.
You know the song yet?
No.
Just wait. It'll come to you. No pun intended.
You get the picture.
Turning Japanese.
Turning Japanese. Turning Japanese. I really think so.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two. They're going to try to get the upper hand on. He wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays.
Turning Japanese. Completely Jap-funny.
There you go, the Michael Jackson tapes. That's Jerry Todd, everybody.
Japanese.
Well, this tape reportedly also has the family contradicting their current claim they were...
That's video from Tom Monroe. And it's...
Okay. Sorry.
That was the wrong cut.
The tape apparently contradicts the current claim that the family was held prisoner at Neverland. The Jackson camp says it has proof the family went out to movies and dinner at Outback. Here's the hinky part. The PI was working for lawyer Mark Garagos, who wasn't at the time Jacko's lawyer, but is now. So the question reportedly before the court is, any of this admissible as evidence?
I don't think so.
They've just yanked the Got Milk ads with the 18-year-old Olsen twins. The dairy industry says it did it out of sensitivity to their current situation.
Oh, right, and it has nothing to do with one of them was into coke, right?
Well, we've been told the situation is that Mary-Kate has an eating disorder.
You know what they should do instead? Instead of the milk mustache, they should give her the coke mustache.
Well, they're pretty similar, aren't they?
We've also been told she's been spotted with white powder under her nose, not a milk mustache. When the ad campaign was announced, Mary-Kate said in a statement, quote, "We wanted to appear in this because we want to make sure our fans are healthy, like us."
Oh, dear. Have we had the confirmation? I mean, is anybody coming clean on whether it is the eating disorder or whether it is a cocaine addiction?
The story, yesterday was the first day we got back. Both the Star and the Enquirer
right.
say it's true because they've not heard word one.
Of denial.
Right. And you know how stars are now. If the tabloids get something wrong, they jump on their ass and sue them right away. They've heard nothing, and that leads them to believe it's true.
Yeah, well, of course, the eating disorder and a cocaine addiction can, reveal the same symptoms.
However, it can get you into that size two girls. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're really thinking about it.
Yeah, role models.
If it's really important to you, take a lot of coke and then eat something and put your finger down your throat.
There you are serving the public again.
Or do it the way that Elton John did. What was the thing we heard about Elton John? That he wanted to be bulimic, anorexic, whatever it is.
Where you throw it up.
But he didn't want to give up food, so he would taste food.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then there was a guy he paid to put his hand out. And, for instance, he would take a bite of cake and
taste it,
wouldn't swallow it, and would spit it out in the guy's hand.
Yeah, Elton, very cool.
Elton John.
And then, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan, where he just put his cocaine in the bourbon.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Huh. Hey, well,
I hadn't thought of that.
He will be missed.
I'm glad this story didn't get away before we could talk about it. The Jerry Ryan divorce. The statuesque blonde from Star Trek and Boston Public. Yes, that's the one. It's an ugly divorce, though, as she parts company with Illinois investment banker Jack Ryan. She says it's because he made her go to sex clubs and see disgusting things of which she refused to have any part.
Baby.
She describes mattresses on the floor and leather and chains and cages and whips in one case.
George Michael.
She says he wanted others to watch. She says her husband wanted others to watch while she gave him that special favor there in the club.
Oh, boy.
She again refused. So now, according to the latest National Enquirer, he says she cheated on him. He says he told her 6 years ago, or she told him 6 years ago, that she was in love with another man. The other man was Star Trek producer Brannon Braga. Jack Ryan had to drop out of a race for the Senate 2 weeks ago because of the scandalous charges made in her divorce papers.
You know, and that name is always funny because I think of the Tom Clancy books when I think Jack Ryan.
Jack
and
Ryan,
Patriot Games.
He's the big hero.
Well, maybe it all turned so bitter because of the money. The Enquirer says Jerry got $20 million worth of stock in the divorce settlement, but she says that because of the way it's tied up in investment, she can only get her hands on about $2 million of it right now.
What a shame.
Yeah.
So poor girl.
Reality TV news.
So pretty, so put upon.
Absolutely. Yes.
Survivor All-Star Jenna has joined the ranks of Pam Anderson and Paris Hilton. That's right, she has a sex tape on the internet.
Hello.
I've seen it.
And
you've seen it?
Yes.
You have it over there?
Which season, Jenna, is it? Is it Jenna?
From the latest, from the All-Stars. In fact, this is a very recent tape, really, only made a few weeks ago.
Is this the girl that walked off the show during the finale? Is this the
I didn't watch, but I
bet it's Jerry. That's Jerry, Don.
Oh, Jerry, not Jerry? Jenna.
Okay.
This is Jenna.
Jenna's the hot one.
Jenna is cute.
Yes, she is. I can confirm that. The well-lighted, crystal-clear video leaves no doubt about her identity.
Somebody's going over to visit Buzz during the break.
And leaves no doubt about her taste and passion, this tape. Of the 42-minute video...
What is her taste and passion? Salt?
There's likely a bit of that.
Right.
The 42-minute video was apparently shot on her wedding night. when the 26-year-old mother of seven-year-old twins...
Wait, hold on. Start that again. Mother of seven?
She's 26, and she has two seven-year-old twins.
She's 26 years old?
And she has seven-year-old twins.
Okay, yes. Please don't tell me she's in a 42-minute video and she's the mother of seven.
Not that that would not be a tape.
I wouldn't be interested.
No. Especially if she had... My God, would this be perfect?
Okay.
What if she had number eight in the oven?
Okay, come on, keep going, Buzz.
The twins are not in the video.
Buzzkill.
Why are you saying kill Buzz?
God.
She eloped recently with a 21-year-old male model she'd met 6 weeks earlier. And he's in the video with her.
Buzz, we have to break here.
Uh-huh.
What is, and not break equipment, we have to break for commercials. What's next on the news and comments?
Ferris Bueller's Rooney violates his parole.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Rumor?
And he's in that movie, the HBO show,
yes,
Deadwood.
Deadwood, right?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
His ain't dead, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
OnStar, you've heard about it by now, the service that can do everything from unlock your door if you lock your car keys in your car and call for help if your airbags go off in an accident.
Now, some of you might be under the impression that OnStar is something that only people with maids who have maids could afford.
Hi, Frida!
But OnStar is available even on entry-level vehicles like the Chevy Cavalier and Saturn Ion.
Frida will not be caught dead in those cars.
OnStar-equipped GM vehicles have them. I've got it in mind, and you can get the... A full year of the Safe and Sound plan, which keeps your car safe, also keeps your car sound. That's why they call it Safe and Sound. And it has a cell phone built in, a hands-free cell phone.
And you get 30 minutes of OnStar personal calling with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped GM vehicle, which I think is very nice.
It'll make this commercial better if the computer read it.
Amen.
Safe and Sound plan costs only $16.95 a month after the first year.
For more information, check out their website at OnStar.com or visit your local GM dealer for a demo.
And here's a real
endorsement.
Revelation. We like it. Endorsement was the word. Damn, brain twisters.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Tell me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Yep, and in essence, that was an endorsement for OnStar.
Yeah, and now just a slight mention that make sure you keep it paid up.
Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. The guy who played Rooney...
No, not today.
That's like your thing with the thing, you know.
I know.
Remember when you couldn't?
Right.
But just make sure you keep it up to date.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Don't let it lapse.
I shall not.
It doesn't matter if you're lost or not.
Mm-hmm. You hit the button and nothing happened?
No, they'll tell you that you owe money. Just even there, you're talking to a person.
Hello?
Yeah,
pay it
but
up.
It's worth it.
Yeah. To be safe and sound.
OnStar may help you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get directions to this one place.
You haven't paid your bills.
Oh, sorry. Goodbye.
Get that, Mike.
Let's personalize then.
Were you there?
The guy who played Rooney in Ferris Bueller's Day Off has violated his parole.
Oh,
Rooney,
no.
He's a kid toucher, right?
Blonde actor Jeffrey Jones pleaded no contest a year ago this month to charges he'd hired a teenaged boy for an X-rated photo shoot.
At Rooney's office.
This is George Peterson.
That just sucks so bad because he was, it's a great actor and he's a pedophile.
Last week he was arrested in Florida for failing to register there as a sex offender. Jones was busted along with Paul Pee Wee Herman Rubens in a child pornography sweep in California, but the charges against Rubens were later dropped. Jones also appeared in Beetlejuice, Ed Wood, Sleepy Hollow, and, as Mike mentioned, most recently HBO's Deadwood.
His ain't, like I said, his right. Wood ain't dead.
Doesn't that suck? I mean,
yeah,
he really is a good character actor.
And over the vacation on some TBS or some such station where they edit,
right.
I watched a little Ferris Bueller.
Great movie.
And it holds up even when they cut out the bad words.
Yeah,
classic.
You know, it's still... And I like the way they do it on TBS. They just let it roll and they just turn it down when a bad word comes on.
And now you think of Rooney, you can't look at him the same way.
Well, you wonder, when he was making that movie.
Ferris Bueller.
Was he checking out Matthew Broderick?
I bet he was.
Was he?
Sure.
What about Cameron?
Oh, God, that guy.
That guy.
No, that's okay. I'll take it.
This is Norm Peterson.
I'll take it. They drive the car off the dad's balcony.
We've had a bit of bad luck.
You know, have Sloan in
30 minutes. I love that movie.
Alan Ruck is in town right now. He could be listening to you, Cameron.
Yes, he's in the producers, as Rob would tell you, right?
Yes, or so.
Right. And he was...
Alan Ruck was Cameron.
Yes, and he was in a bad Star Trek movie, the one where Picard first meets Captain Kirk.
Wasn't he in Spin City for a while, if not the whole run?
He was on every episode of Spin City.
Yeah.
Don't think somebody doesn't...
I think we might have just stopped the show, Rob.
Yeah, but we covered Alan Ruck's career.
Yeah. That might have stopped the show, too.
He might just drive over here from the Kennedy Center tomorrow.
Don't think somebody doesn't notice when a gas station sells $500,000 worth of cold medicine. Oh, they notice. In Arizona, Walgreens drugstores voluntarily started regulating the sale of a common and effective over-the-counter decongestant, pseudoephedrine. People are buying large quantities of it.
Rob and Carrie give it to Julia all the time. They give it to her on her cornflakes in the morning.
I'm down now.
It makes her sleepy.
Hello.
Actually, just the opposite.
Yeah, no, it's an upper.
Yeah, people are buying large quantities of it and stealing almost that much to make speed.
Speed.
Not after a gallon, Buzz.
Methamphetamine. It's one of the ingredients. Arizona and Texas officials are now looking at making it a controlled substance. Last week, they yanked the license of a North Phoenix gas station that sold over $500,000 worth of Sudafed.
God.
Quoting one official, they sold more Sudafedrine than they sold gas. Best Buy has a new policy.
What's that?
The customer is not always right. But according to the Associated Press, Best Buy is not the only store that's giving up on that old business motto. AP says retailers have figured out that some customers wind up costing the store more than they spend. They've decided they don't like the customer who takes up all the sales workers' time only to buy nothing. They've had it with the folks who buy stuff, file for the rebate, and then return the item. And they're even tired of the customer who never shows his face until there's a big sale. They're following advice from the author of the book Angel Customers and Demon Customers, but Best Buy says it will not take the author's advice about firing some customers.
Wow.
And finally...
I'll tell you the best scam. My brother called me over the weekend, very briefly, because we're up on the clock. Called me over the weekend and said that he was in Walmart and that he spends a lot of time in Walmart going through the parking lot looking for receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And here's how the scam works. Because according to my brother, most people, at least the Walmart by where he lives, and I shouldn't say he, this friend of his,
right,
yes, went through and you look for a receipt where somebody paid for something with cash,
right,
and you hope it's a big ticket item like a CD player or a DVD player. What you do is you see the receipt for cash, because everybody, when you walk out of Walmart or a lot of those stores, you just look at the receipt and you just toss it.
Right.
So you find the receipt, then you go back in the store, and you find the DVD player, and you go up to the return desk, and now you've got a DVD player, uh-huh, and you've got a receipt
that doesn't work.
He says it does.
No, it can't. That's what barcodes are about.
Right.
Every item that comes out of the store is barcoded.
Maybe they don't have barcodes in Wisconsin.
Well, maybe your brother-in-law better. You better call him before he tries.
Mike,
that scam.
It was a friend of his. It wasn't Jimmy anyway.
That's dangerously close to checking the oil with straws.
Well, Jimmy's friend told Jimmy that he got over $69 for a DVD player that he didn't buy.
He got lucky because that's why they scan things. Everything's got its own individual code.
Did you ever think maybe they didn't scan it in that Walmart? I'm not doubting that they don't.
No, maybe, but I wouldn't urge people to try that.
I'm not urging. I'm just passing something
not.
On.
The information, really.
I'm just, it's urgent.
Finally.
Finally. Like B.O. Bob. It's very urgent.
Jimmy probably, like, have a cash receipt for a DVD player and walk over the TV set. This item sucks.
Forget it.
The staples haven't been removed, Mr. Source.
Finally.
The staples haven't been removed from the box.
One woman has finally found the ultimate way to destroy a man. This 30-year-old woman in China paid a friend to hide in her bedroom closet and videotape her and her husband. She's divorcing the guy because she says he's unable to perform in bed. And now, thanks to her friend, she has videotaped evidence of that for the court. Ow.
George Michael.
That is cold.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy.
Sorry, we're out of
time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good night, everybody.
I got to get right out to the Walmart.
you know, that Barco thing never even entered my mind, but he
I could be wrong about that, I would assume.
He tells me that it's a real cottage industry.
Doesn't every item have a serial number?
I guess it depends where you go.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anyway, we'll discuss this and more on tomorrow's episode. Thank you, Tampa Bay, for tuning in, if you did tune in today for the show. What can I say? I'm an explosive person with an explosive, fiery temper, but no inside. I'm a rat bastard through and through. There's not a nice bone in my body.
Oh, not
on
true.
My way out tonight, I'm going to find Wendell's gun, and I'm going to kill all the engineers. And tomorrow, it'll be just like the old days.
Yeah.
No computers, no nothing.
Back to normal.
That's it. We got to see you. Thanks for listening. Be back tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 Good day to you. How was your pizza?
I feel sick.
That fan?
Oh, that's okay. We don't need the feather.
I was just going to tell her. D+. And you.
Can I just stand by you for a while?
Toodaloo.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.